Good evening, wonderful people. Great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission. I am only getting through on one channel, so please do bear with us. We will be right back at you. Please do not go away. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you back, but we are feeding very loudly on one channel. We need to correct that and then come back to you. Do not adjust your dial. We are welcoming you. This is our live presentation this very evening from London, from the studios of Radio Biafra. Please do not go away. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on the surface of this very planet. We are very welcoming you, because I did earlier, to Radio Biafra Live Transmission on this very day, the 18th day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now here in London is approximately 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. It is exactly the same time in the beloved, the blessed, the sceptred Biafra land, where we all come from, where the children of Chukwu Abiama, directly descended from heaven, is residing, where time started, where humanity started. We are here to ensure the ceaseless and relentless dissemination of this very gospel that will restore the glory, the mercy, the kindness, and the love of Chukwu Abiama upon his children, and by extension, the rest of the world. We are here to preach a gospel that will ensure that all those held in captivity are set free. We love freedom. We love liberty. That is why Chukwu Abiama created Biafra Land. That we may become a pinnacle, that we may be held up by the rest of humanity as to how a decent and civilized society should be run. We abhor killing. We do not kill people. We can never be terrorists. We can never be anything else except those created to worship God in heaven morning, noon, and night. That is the essence of a Biafran. The reason why you exist is to worship the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. These people came to our land. They did not just conquer us. They came to our land. They did not just steal everything we have that God gave to us. They came to our land. They destroyed our way of life. They destroyed everything about us. The fabric, our essence, everything that made us unique and very close to God, were stripped away from us, completely destroyed. And to make matters worse, to make it worse, they handed us over to the children of Satan, to the forces of darkness, to the house of the devil. The British handed over the children of God to those that have come here to do the will of Satan and devil. That is why we lament all the time. That is why we want the world to hear our voice, to know what Britain has done to us, and to understand that we will not tolerate it any longer. We can't have it. If they like, they can support Hausa Fulani all they like, all they care. But now the world is far more transparent, far more open. There is no deal they go into that will not be revealed to us. We are watching them very closely, the same way we expect them to be watching us. We are not against anybody. We are not against any civilization. We just want to be left alone. Just leave us alone. The same way we were before you came. As an independent entity, before you took us and handed us over to hell, to angels of darkness, we want to return from whence we came, to a land of opportunity, a land of equality, a land of live and let live, a land that is holy, a land that is blessed, a land where men and women are equal, even women more so, for those of you who understand our culture and tradition. We want to go back there. And in so doing, we want to collect as many Biafrans as possible all over the world. We want to ensure that the conscience of humanity and mankind is with us. That is why we have Radio Biafra. And that is why we run our broadcast 2 times every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening. And in so doing, we welcome each and every one of you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. That this is Radio Biafra. There are no two broadcasters in the world like Radio Biafra. It is only one. If you are listening to Radio Biafra this very moment, you are indeed privileged. Because as always, you will learn what you will never find anywhere else. On Radio Biafra, we pride ourselves on the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Here we tell you things the way they are. We don't embellish them. We don't hide them. We don't cover them up. Neither do we sweep them under the carpet. Everything is done in the open. Everything is out in the open. That is why any question you bring towards us, we will give you a direct answer. Because we are not afraid of anything born by a woman. We are afraid of Chukwu Abiama because he is holy. Because holiness is his name. We welcome each and every one of you, and as we do so, we ask you to also welcome other people. You can listen to Radio Biafra via satellite. We are not just on the internet, we are on satellite. We are on numerous satellites orbiting this very earth. Radio Biafra was put into space, outer space, by the hard work of all the officers, all the men and women who identify themselves as the indigenous people of Biafra, ably led by the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We placed Biafra on satellite with our very limited budget. Imagine what we can do if you give us the requisite support to go on doing this very work that Chukwu Abiama said we must do. We were not called by any man. We were not called by any woman. Only the God that made the heavens and the earth, the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiama, who determined that we should come. The work we do is for the glory of heaven, not just of the earth and of mankind. That is why we will be here and propagate this very gospel without fear before our enemies. Never. Never. That is why we will speak the truth, even if it leads to our death. That is why we will help those who are incapable or too weak to help themselves. That is why we will stand before man and before God and do no wrong, because Chukwuebuema is God. That is why we cannot fail, because this is Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. This is Radio Biafra. We cannot afford to fail. We cannot fail. God knows we can't fail. Why won't we fail? Because we don't cheat. We don't steal. And we don't lie. And since Chukwuebuema is the only entity that sees the hearts of men, even in the dark, the same prayer we say when there is nobody around is what we say live on air. That, O Lord of heaven, you that knows the hearts of men, even when they are hidden from you, if you have searched our hearts and you have seen that we are unclean, may you please strike us dead. But if you have searched our hearts and we are pure, we remain incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow, there will be no choice but to bless us abundantly. You will give us Biafra. My oath is with God and not with man. He determined that I should come, and this gospel will be preached, that mankind may know that Biafran people are the children of the Most High God, that came from heaven direct, and we are here to proclaim his good work. That is why Biafra cannot come unless it is firmly founded, firmly anchored upon the principles of truth and honesty. Biafra will be used and offered as sacrifice to the Most High God, Chukwuebuema. We will worship him forever and ever in temples built with stone. When I was growing up, I used to fantasize about building a church to God. As a very small child, I never knew that that church is indeed Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. We ask you to get your pen and paper ready. The barrister is with me. He has joined me. I play the type of music. If I want the barrister to join me on time, I play music for him. There is a music I play for barrister, and he will come and join us immediately. Barrister, listen to it, and he's with me. I will go to him in a very short while. But first of all, please, I must remind you that here on Radio Biafra, we run an interactive session. We take your calls live on air. We don't know who is calling. You call us, we take your call. Any questions you have, you put it to us. We endeavor to provide a very direct and straightforward answer, because we have nothing to hide. We have nothing to hide. All that we are, we present to our people. All that we will become, we entrust in the mercy of the Most High God, Chukwuebuema. And when we become those things, every honor, glory, adoration, every praise will go to Chukwuebuema and not to any man. All the things that we're able to do, all the things we've accomplished, is not down to myself. I'm being honest with you. Not for anything that we have done, not for what Barrister has done, or Uche Mefo, or Engineer Ranya, or Uche Nasiebu, or our coordinator of all coordinators all over the world. Not for anything that the British Wanderwalk has done, not for anything that Karamonde has done, no, not at all. Not at all. But for the mercy of God himself. He pilots what we do. That is why we are the most formidable platform broadcasting anywhere in this world. As we are speaking right now, most presidents of the world are listening, or the advisors are listening to us. That is how incredibly formidable we are. We may not have money, we are not rich, but Chukwuebuema knows what he's doing, because we work twice as hard in order to ensure that we're on air. And to all of you supporting us, especially through PayPal, may Chukwuebuema reward you abundantly. Your names are being compiled. A book will be published. Everybody that supported this very effort, a book will be published, that our children may recite your names, so that as long as man is on this very earth, you will never be forgotten. Never. Because Biafra is the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth, and we are here to do God's work. We are bringing down the kingdom of God as Jesus Christ prayed. His name is Yeshua. As Yeshua prayed, let thy kingdom come upon this very earth. That kingdom of God is Biafra, and we are here to proclaim it. We welcome each and every one of you. The number to call when our lines open remains +44 78313 08376. I repeat, 0044 78313 08376. We are in London. That is our studio line. We are also on Skype. We are on Radio Biafra on Skype. Today we are using Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. That is how you know how many people who are listening. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. That is what we are using on Skype. People are calling us from all over the world. They are desperate to air their views and their opinion, and we welcome them, but our lines are not open yet. So therefore, we crave your indulgence by asking you to please desist from calling us until our lines open. I shall now go to the very eminent barrister, Anatoni Atlo, Barrister Mamezu, to please ask very graciously, to request very humbly the presence of the very wonderful, the very effervescent, the very lively, the very irrepressible indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans wherever they are. They are in every continent of this very planet. They are in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village, in every hamlet, in every family. As long as you have a device that has internet connectivity on it, as long as you can access www.radiobiafra.co, as long as you have a free-to-air decoder and you are on satellite, you will receive us. As long as you have downloaded tuning app, you will get us. If you go to Google, just type in Radio Biafra, and we are there all over the place. Exceptional, very formidable, and forging ahead without retreat and no surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. Heaven knows that. We cannot relent. I assure you, over my dead body, we will relent. We don't steal. We don't cheat. Why won't Biafra come? The answer is no. So Biafra must come, that the name of God may be praised forever. Or else let him remove me. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister himself, I have come over to you. I know you are alive, alert, and waiting. Please acknowledge our people. Go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. With humility, gracious, honorably, as the Director put it, I should and I must welcome all of you. Wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, Radio Biafra is here every evening, every morning. All we preach here is goodness, that mankind will live until the time Chukwu Abiama determined that they should go back to where they came from. We preach that no one should be looking to killing another. We talk here so that Biafrans will be returned back home in dignity, in respect, and in honor of how Chukwu Abiama created us individually. I thank all of you as you congregate, as you converge to listen to Radio Biafra, as usual. Chukwu Abiama, Chineke Otito, ordained that we should come and free his own people. We didn't do anything, we didn't kill nobody, but we've been subjugated, subdued, and made slaves. For another man to be ahead of you, subdue you with all amount of impunity, without recourse to the law. Fellow Biafrans, we speak to you directly, that you may know and realize who you are, that you may know and come off from whatever attitude has been put on your brains by the zoo called Nigeria, which expired since last year. Of course, people are still wallowing in ignorance without knowing that the zoo has expired. When you tell them, they tend to argue. That's why we are telling you what is happening on Radio Biafra. All of them, truth, authentic, and very, very correct. All of them. We ask all of you to do your very best. Make your little contribution, no matter how small it is. Every little will help to free us out of bondage, for us to return back to where we came from. That every Biafra man, woman, must be respected wherever you are. And we must account for any Biafra man in any country, as far as we're Biafran. We are the people of Chukwu Abiama. Therefore, We should act as one. We should come together. The old past divisions have been long swept away. This is a new life to all of us. Move away from fake and concocted influence of all these fake religions that have never helped your life in any way. What it does, believe in yourself. For what you're looking outside is within you. Jesus Christ says it, if you have a faith like a mustard seed, you ask a mountain to move. You don't have to go to any particular pastor to place his hands or her hands upon you. For you possess more than that particular pastor that is telling to pray to you or pray for you. Dear friends, as we wait for the news, I thank all of you, all our coordinators, executives, wherever you are, Directorate of State, Umiomio them, Ike Chukwe Nyago, Ebere, Ritani Bogo, all of you, wherever you are, Odinimo Olopu, all of you are doing exceptional jobs for Biafra, and we respect all of you individually. Festus Anekwe, Kelechi Nodi, all of you, you are very many. Those in America, I had a few days ago, that our professor donated money, even while he's still sick, he's still struggling to invest in Biafra. Mechukwa Biama, speed up your recovery, Professor Denibo. Carol Monday, all of you, we need you. Biafra desperately need all of you, because what is inside your head surpasses that outside others. We love all Biafrans, men, women. Make your contributions, no matter how little it is. Please stop all this squabbling and argument. It ain't going to take us to nowhere. Even if you donate £1, you will help those on the ground in Biafra land, those who are protecting and providing the provisions for Biafra to be restored. I thank you, Director. I wait for the news. Good evening.
Good evening. Very assured, definitely unmistakable, and the reassuring presence of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Memmezu. Always a delight, always an honor, always a pleasure. I have always considered all of the above. Anytime the barrister is with me presenting on Radio Biafra, I welcome all of you once again, and as I do so, please endeavor, try and tell other people, tell those around you, tell them that we are live on air, tell them that we have come to preach the gospel of restoration, tell them that Radio Biafra is unique, unlike any other. If we have 1/3 of the budget of CNN, nobody will watch them anymore, listen to them. Biafra will take over the whole world. Not that we may colonize or conquer people, God forbid, but that we may tell them or remind them of the goodness of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam. Before I go on to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary, I must go and read out this very version that my dear brother, Buji Anyime Emeka Nwokede, have kindly sent to my timeline. He's very kind and he's a Biafran. I quote or I read from the book of Isaiah chapter 11, beginning to read from 11 to 12, with some additions that he made himself. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, which is Ethiopia, please, very important, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea, Biafra. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. Biafra, he will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. God bless you. You are very kind. So says the Lord of hosts. That is why I do Biafra with every confidence. I'm telling you the truth. I never entertain 1 second of fear. Never. Never. I assure you. Because Chukwu Abiam is God. He knows what we are doing, that we are pointing not just his children. We are not just bringing back his children to him. We want to remind humanity of the magnificence the majesty and the glory of God in heaven through Biafra. You will see what is going to happen. That is why we are relentless. We can't stop. Never. It's impossible. Do you know what it means to be incorruptible? The knowledge I have in God, if everything else fails, the beauty of my wife, nothing can buy it. Therefore, I am contented. Chukwuebem is God. We must continue. We go out once again, as usual, to the ends of the earth to gather the news as we deem them relevant to our effort to restore the kingdom of God upon this very planet earth. Therefore, as part of our news headlines today, we continue to run the series which for some reason we tend to take our time to do very early in the morning. Because I remember when we were very young, 7:30 you are in line in class and studying. Not these days anymore. Boko Haram member arrested with explosive materials in Lagos. They are getting closer and closer, aren't they? Very close. We want them to give us a spectacular. Anywhere in Biafra land, we don't want people to die. But sometimes that is what is needed to wake us up, because we are in a deep state of slumber. We need to be woken up to realize the threat that a Hausa Fulani person poses to your life. Because the Boko Haram we are talking about is Hausa Fulani people. They are the Boko Haram. They come and talk about one Nigeria. Oh, well, let us go. No, the same Nigeria they did not want to belong to. Hausa Fulani people never ever wanted to be part of one Nigeria. Then ask them. But as soon as the British said to them, no, what are you doing, Malam? That is oil. I want that oil, but you be the caretaker. Take care of the oil for us. So that as America is kicking us out of Africa, when we return to Europe, through you will be sucking the oil. And the Hausas discovered that you can now live in houses with chairs. You don't know in Hausa land, they don't sit on any chair. They sit on the floor. They are wanderers, they are nomads. There's no time for furniture. But all of a sudden, well, you both taught them that you can now sit on a chair, eat out of a dining table. They saw the life of luxury and ostentation that they did not work for, and they latched onto the notion, the very hypocritical notion of one Nigeria. Fake nationalism. Fake patriotism. Everything about the zoo is fake. A Hausa Fulani person never ever believed in one Nigeria. Go and read your history books. If you're not educated, it's not my fault. My parents spent money so that I can go to school. That is why I'm learned. Go back and have a look. Hausa Fulani never, ever, ever believed in one Nigeria. Yoruba is the same. Because if they did, they wouldn't have kicked out Nnamdi Azikiwe from Ibadan. But the Yorubas did. Today they talk rubbish about one Nigeria. Nonsense. Some of you don't know history. You don't know your history. That is why you continue to wallow in amazing and stupefying ignorance. We continue. Southeast APC, Boko Haram, Bilie Human Rights Initiative, they are now blasting Indigo over endorsement of Jonathan. This is the man coordinating the Hausa Fulani effort. He has formed a Biafra movement called Bilie Rocha Sokrocha. They have gone to TV to offer Islamic prayers. They have converted our traditional rulers and the traditional institutions to Hausa Fulani Islam. Rocha Sokrocha built a mosque where they can worship their Satan inside the same place that Mbakwe once governed us from. Inside the government house at Owerri, he built a mosque. That is where I believe people go to worship in Owerri. Mad people in the Araka Harbor. Insane people. They want to do Biafra. Do you know what Biafra is? You think Biafra is a joke, an idiot. Look at Owasurike. That's the beginning. He will go mad and vultures will eat his body. That in your next life, if you see Biafra, you'll be running away. You know that Biafra is holy. Most of you don't know how sacred Biafra is. You think Biafra is a joke. Any idiot can come out and talk rubbish about Biafra. We are about to remind you how sacrosanct and divine the word Biafra is. Not through anything that we possess, but through the mercy of God. Because the only way you can worship God in truth and honesty if you're a Biafran is to adopt Biafra as a religion. Or else you're going straight to hell. Especially those that kneel before Yoruba pastors. The hottest part of hell is reserved for you. You are going to meet Satan face to face in hell. We assure you. Rotas Okorocha and all those following him in Biafra, using Biafra name to be following a vagabond. Your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. We assure you of that. Nigeria not yet on path of development according to Unda Isaiah. When were they ever on the path of development? A country that doesn't manufacture toothpick. They say Innocent manufactures motors. I love Innocent very much. He's very creative. A very hardworking man. I love the work he's doing. But what he does is to assemble vehicles. He doesn't manufacture them. It's an assembly plant. Manufacturing of vehicles means you have a foundry. Where is the foundry that molds all the panels that goes onto the car? I'm asking you. Where are the brake pads made or the wheels made? You see, he doesn't manufacture vehicles. He merely assembles them. But he's doing a very good job anyway. I love him very much. Innocent. Very good man he is. We continue. Report indicts Jonathan of war crimes. You look at the British, they have come again. British people, I told you this morning that they are evil people. They are at it again. They are indicting Jonathan with genocide. How about to go on, my dear British people? Daily Mail. Eh? You see how they are. So those children they killed in Biafra, they are not people worthy of being recognized as those that genocidal acts were committed against. Is that what you're telling me? So is Boko Haram. Jonathan is now a war criminal, but Gowon isn't, having killed 3.5 million people. He's not a war criminal. And our brother was saying, oh, leave the, you have seen what they have done. You see, Radio Biafra is marvelous. Anytime we have a very strong debate or an argument, the answer comes in a matter of hours. Today, my dear brother in Bilbao that rang this very morning, saying we should try to befriend the British. They have done it now. Jonathan is a Biafran. He has been indicted with war crimes because he's fighting Boko Haram. But Boko Haram killing you? No, they're not war criminals. Because Britain loved the death of the children of God. They are here sometimes, I don't know, to represent the wishes of Satan. They have the temerity to indict Jonathan or seek his indictment when Gowon is walking about free, when Buhari is free, Babangida is free, despite what they did. Hey, dear Lord God, have mercy. British. We'll go into that later on. Amechi Oshimole, I don't know what his name is. This guy from, what's his name? Bendel State. What's he called? Edo? Governor. Minima, they differ on ending the insurgency. The insurgency cannot end. It is fueled by an ideology. These people, they need to learn. When something is fueled by an ideology, you cannot defeat it until that thing comes to prevail or until you create a counterbalance against it. That was why, because Islam is a religion of darkness, that was why Christianity could not penetrate the hardcore Islamic countries. They used it to checkmate the advance of Christianity, and likewise, the only way to stop Islam is by raising a religious Biafra. That's all. You don't know the trick? You need religion to stop religion from spreading. That's all. In other words, you need Biafra as a religion to stop the march of Islam. If you try to confront Islam from a secular position, they will overrun you. Ask Russia in Afghanistan. Ask USA in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Ask the British in Afghanistan. They're all running away. You cannot defeat them. The only way you defeat religious fanaticism is through religion itself. That is why to us, Biafra is a religion. Now you're beginning to get the drift, isn't it? We are learned. I told you that. Very, very learned. Because you could have MS with us. Ending insurgency. Only Biafra can end insurgency. Everything else is rubbish. We continue this very morning to report, as part of our fifth series, Frederick Lugard's Royal Niger Company and their stealing of Biafra land, our resources, what they did. These are the people that created the Zoological Republic. How one man created the zoo. How the wife came back because she was very ill. How they changed our name from Ahaba Igbo Okwe. These people, they came from Okwe in Okigwe, incidentally near Wasrike's house. The present people of Asaba. Asaba in Delta, in Bendel, in Niger Delta. Stupidity upon stupidity. Ignorance upon layers of ignorance. Your name is Ahaba Igbo Okwe. Ahaba, that is your name. You are related to the people of Ahabimeni. Go and look for your relatives and stop being foolish. I'm from Asaba, from Delta area. Lunacy. Mad people. And now the news in greater detail. Boko Haram suspect and alleged manual timer. I thought they came with remote control. Now they're using a timer to detonate bombs and kill people. A suspected member of the dreaded Boko Haram sect has been arrested after he allegedly attempted to bomb the Nigerian Airspace Management Authority office in Lagos, according to This Day. The suspect is reportedly in police custody with some explosive materials that were found on him. It was alleged that he had with him a manual timer which he intended to detonate the bomb with. Meanwhile, following the suspect's arrest, it is reported that there is panic at the Nigerian Airspace Management Authority. The dreaded Boko Haram sect have continued to carry out their incessant attacks, mostly in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, that is the northern states of the zoo, killing scores of innocent Biafran souls, injuring thousands and displacing dozens of thousands from their homes. However, a possible Boko Haram attack recently caused pandemonium in Lagos State following an explosion in Apapa which occurred recently on June 25, 2014. Although the spokesperson of the Lagos State Police, Ngozi Braide, what sort of stupid name is that? Braide, what rubbish is that? Ngozi. Anyway, let's say Ngozi confirmed the blast, but stated clearly that it was a tanker blast, with many Nigerians doubting the state's explanation there because they listen to Radio Biafra. Anything they tell you from Nigeria is a pack of lies. The first thing the British taught them was, how do you lie? Some people made treaties with the French. The British came and said to them, lie, that the French never gave you any treaty to sign. The first thing they brought in with their own Bible, their own version, is to teach you how to lie. And today, Jonathan and his administration is replete with liars, deceivers, and cheats. Anything you hear from them is a lie. They deceived our sister Stella Edward to say, oh, we are coming to build aircraft hangar in Anambra. They think people are daft. And I asked them a question. Before you build an aircraft or aerospace maintenance center, aeroplane must come. Now, it's an aerospace, which means aeroplane must come. If there is no airport, where would the aeroplane land? Or the aeroplane will land at Enugu, and then you use truck to tow it to come to Obaro, where you're going to build aerospace engineering maintenance factory. Do you know what they did? That plan was quickly hidden and removed. Go and ask Teludo, our sister. Where is the aerospace industry you claimed you're going to bring? Yes? Where is the second Niger Bridge? Niger Bridge is near completion. We are testing the soil. The bridge is weak. It is now strong. We went to Germany, Julius. Go and ask Julius Berger, where is the second Niger Bridge? End of story. Lies upon lies. Deceit upon deceit. To cap it off, Chibok girls. A country steeped in lies. Okwasi. Deceiving people. Deceiving themselves. Lying to themselves. The worst thing a human being can do is to lie to him or herself. But Nigeria as a state is actively engaged in institutional fraud and lies. Deceiving people. Deceiving people. Ordinary people being deceived. Where is the second Niger Bridge? I ask them. Where is it? That they say has been flagged off. It has been flagged down. Flagged sideways to east, flagged to the west, foundation stone, rod is missing, soil testing, suspended, work restarted, work commissioned, up on a few bridges also. Only one bridge, all these things is happening. Where is it, Jonathan? Men lie to themselves. That is why Africa is poor. What do you gain from lying to people? Ukwasi, what do you gain from it? That is why today, when the government issues any order, nobody listens. They know they're a bunch of liars and cheats. Jonathan, your money is in Namibia, and we know where it is. Very soon we'll tell you how much you have in your account in Namibia. Jonathan is not as innocent as he looks. His money is in Namibia. That's where he's putting his own money. Obasanjo's own is in Vienna, in South Africa, and in Ghana. We know where all these things are. Mad people. Meanwhile, President Jonathan, I continue to read, recently on July 31st, 2014, reassured the monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians of his commitment in the fight against Boko Haram, saying, "We will defeat terror and I will lead Nigerians to achieve this." How do you intend to do it? Okoko, how do you intend, how do you think it's just by talking and you achieve? People did not defeat Boko Haram, talk less of an imbecile. Human beings never defeated Boko Haram. Do you know the ideology that fuels Boko Haram? Were you able to defeat Biafra after slaughtering in cold blood 3.5 million people? The answer is no, because Biafra is an ideology. Biafra is a religion. You can't kill it. You can never kill it. Biafra will triumph ultimately. You will see it with your own two eyes. We continue. The founder of Leadership Newspapers and presidential aspirant of the APC, Mr. Sam Nda Isaiah, yesterday declared that Nigeria was not yet on the path of development. Nda Isaiah, a member of Asian Think Tank, made the comments as the guest speaker at the City People magazine monthly lecture entitled Moving Nigeria Forward, Lessons from Malaysia, Singapore, China and Dubai, which was held at Protea Hotel, Ikeja, Lagos. He is mentioning, people must listen, we are about to educate you. He mentioned Malaysia, Singapore, China and Dubai as places where the zoo should look up to. I will come back to that later on to debunk this myth that one day you can be like America. It is not possible now, and I will tell you why later on. He said Nigeria, Malaysia, Singapore, China have roughly similar history and circumstances. All of them were once considered third world countries and were once termed emerging markets. Today, all the others have joined the first world. Only the zoo remains a third world nation. And nobody still calls China, Singapore, Malaysia, Dubai emerging markets anymore. China emerged from behind to overtake every European country in terms of the size of the economy and has now overtaken Japan to become the second largest economy in the world. Do you know why? Mr. Nda Isaiah, please. You are a monkey in a zoo. You don't compare yourself to human beings. You are from Africa. Your brain is not well developed to grasp the complexities of the structure of modern governance and economy. You do not understand the interaction between politics and economics. That is why you adapt. You're a monkey in a zoo and the zoo can never be developed. Why? What do all the other countries you called have in common that you don't have? It is called commonality of value system. In Dubai, they are all Muslims. No Christian. China is an atheist society. They believe in China. The Communist Party holds sway in China, and China had to alter the orthodoxy of communism. Being a party where the state owned everything, they allowed individual capitalists to emerge. In other words, they bowed to the natural forces of demand and supply. Simple. Singapore and Malaysia, they are homogeneous societies. Homogeneous. Singapore is exclusively Chinese. Malaysia is exclusively Malay. They have one thing in common. They are the same people. The same thing with Dubai. How about the zoo? You have an MA in Sokoto. You have a Sultan in somewhere in Gwandu. You, and then in the East, you have an Eze, Igwe, Republicanism. And in the West, you have the harbingers of fraudsters and criminals in Yoruba. Now tell me how you're going to develop. Do you see it? Because the way I view life, what is called value system, how I regard things around me is not how a Hausa Fulani person does it. Therefore, the zoo can never be developed. Some idiot came and said, look at America is developing. They have different states. I nearly fell off the chair laughing. The states in America was created for administrative convenience. Your own states were created to divide you so you cannot think straight as a people. Nigeria was never a people. USA is a people. How? They left England and all parts of Europe. They went to the Americas. They subdued the native populations. They forced them to think like them. Simple. Is allowed. Civilization matches on that way. And that is it. How can you be developed? How many languages do you have? 666. How many ways do you have of thinking? Can you probe an MS? The answer is no. Is an MS style of administration, or should I say rule, comparable to that you have in my village? The answer is no. In order to make me be like you, you have to give us Eze. Is that correct? Kings, which we never had before. Is that correct or false? Because we are Republicans. All these places you mentioned, there is one overarching political system. One. Only one. Not two, not three. In the zoo, you have feudal system in the north where only a few people go to school and allow their children to be eating everything from coming from the oil. The rest are imagining moving cattle from place to place. Where we come from, we believe in the quality of everybody. In Yoruba land, you have to bow down before. In fact, the women only tie one piece wrapper because they're very loose. How can you have a country emerge out of that? Most of you don't know that is why Africa is poor. Because the artificial boundaries drawn up for you by the British is designed to kill you off. Never, ever, ever. If you go, Hausa, it is our turn to rule. In all these places you mentioned, do they have this my turn to rule, rotational presidency? The answer is no. They don't have it. Anybody who is qualified and fit comes to the fore, because as they say, ultimately the cream rises to the top when you pour milk inside a tea or Bonvita. It will always come to the top. Class will always show eventually. In those places they have taste, they have decency, they have class. You are a monkey in a zoo, you can never be developed. Impossible. You can steal money and bank abroad, or live on the 50th floor of a very posh condominium in Dubai, but in your village you don't have that. That is what makes you a very poor monkey, you see. Insane people. Insane. I don't know why we're giving them free education anyway. But this is Radio Biafra. We promise that. And those we owe this thing to are those of you that contribute towards the running of Radio Biafra. You are the ones making everything we are doing possible. Of course, with the grace of God. We continue. We continue what you're doing. A report by a British newspaper, Daily Independent UK, have accused the Nigerian government of allegedly committing war crimes by terrorizing some of its citizens in its battle against the deadly Boko Haram sect. Relying on a document it said it will broadcast this night, the paper reported yesterday that human rights investigators believe that 4,000 people have died in military custody since Boko Haram began its attacks in the zoo 2 years ago. According to the report, while Nigeria is currently Africa's biggest economy, in the north, which serves as home to the most of the nation's 80 million Muslims and the heartland of the Islamic extremist group, the people are among the poorest in the country. My dear brother in Bilbao, are you listening to British propaganda? Sorry. My dear brother, rage cannot allow me to pronounce the word propaganda very well anymore. Are you listening to the British propaganda that all of a sudden Hausa people make up more than half the population of the zoo? Are you listening and following very carefully? When everybody knows that after the indigenous of a place, the second people are Igbo people. They count our numbers and give to them. Are you listening, my dear brother from Bilbao, saying we should take it easy on Britain? They're indicting Jonathan over war crimes. 4,000 people. Is 4,000 people what was killed in my village this time after during the war? 4,000. What is 4,000? We lost 3.5 million and counting. Why can't a British newspaper do a survey on Biafra? They are telling us that the poorest people live in the north. This is what... Oh, my God in heaven. British. Oh, God. Why are you saying Hausa people are the poorest? Don't you know Hausa people have been in charge of the country? Who made their people poor? They gave us £20 each. With £20, we rose to where we are today. They have exclusively the oil proceeds which they share with your country. Where is the money? Go and ask Bangida. Go and ask all of them. They are rulers. Their money is abroad, accruing interest for bankers abroad and for the Bangida family, the Abacha family. You're telling us that the home to the 80 million poor people. Check up. God punish all of you, mad people. Who made them poor? Their own leaders made them poor. Their own leaders made everybody poor. The fact that we are surviving as Biafrans was due to hard work and sweat. My parents trained me in school. The finest schools that money can buy. If you know Moya very well. Library Avenue Primary School. Government College Omoya. SBS Port Harcourt, University of Nigeria and Soka, London Metropolitan, from £20. £20. £20. £20. From driving a car to riding a bicycle to motorcycle to car again. From £20. And you're telling me the North is poor. Mad, they're insane people. Insane. The coordinator of coordinators, all of our people who are here in the United Kingdom, we must teach this UK independent newspaper a lesson to remind them of their stupidity. 80 million people. Mad, insane people. You say I should love the British. You have seen it now. In the morning, you should love them. In the evening, what are they doing? You want to indict Jonathan. Ibody is in prison, of course, over a paltry $34 million. When Abacha's loot, Babangida's money here is in billions. Omar Odiko is here in billions. Don't you know that Omar Odiko stole the money and brought it here? Have you asked for the money to be returned to help Hausa people? British. We continue. River State Governor Rotimi Amaechi and his Edo State counterpart Adam Sochimolowo has expressed divergent views on the effort to end the Boko. They are talking rubbish. Who are these idiots? What do they know about insurgency? We reported this morning on Frederick Lugard and how they made you who you are. If you want to listen to the very detailed presentation of this very lecture, please revert back to the uploaded version of this very morning if you want to hear it. But I shall skip through it. As you have been informed verbally, it is just this is a letter from Royal Niger Company to Frederick Lugard, the man that created the zoo. As you have been informed verbally, it is just possible that you may, before leaving Jeba or Bajibo, receive a cablegram titled Lugard Kuka, meaning Cha, instead of proceeding westward, you will retrace your steps to Lokoja and make your way to Borno and Lake Chad. There are several routes by which you can do this. You might ascend the Benue to Lokoja, thence to Zaria, Kano, and Kob, or you might go to Ibi and thence to Yakoba, and Bauchi, and Kuka. Then there was Bauchi, you know. This will be the most interesting route for you to take. Or you might ascend the Benue to Yola and thence to Kuka. To meet this last possibility, I enclose the itinerary of Mr. Charles McIntosh's journey to and from Kuka. But one point must be noted, he started from Ribago, which was then a station of the company, but has since been ceded to Germany, has since been given to Germany. Even Germany was in charge of Fundi Hausa then. You have a map showing the Anglo-German frontier, which starts from a point 5 kilometers below the confluence of the Faro with the Benue and runs to a point on the southern shore of Lake Chad. It is very desirable that you should slightly modify the route of the previous expedition so as not to cross into the German sphere of influence. The Germans were controlling some parts of the zoo. The conquest of Borno by Rabe and the subsequent defeat and death of the latter has no doubt created great changes of which we are still unaware in the political conditions in the country hitherto known as Borno. Borno was a country, you see. The British came and they found Borno. These are British papers now, not us. The British said Borno was a country. What are they today? It's a state. The wickedness of man against man. The original Hausa people, I love them. They were very strong, very humble. They were warriors, that is true, but they were very humane. The virus that came is Fulani. Fulani. As soon as Fulani came, Satan came in. Darkness came. And with it, death and destruction, which have crystallized into the burning, murderous ambition of the present-day Boko Haram, an encapsulation of evil. Evil beyond the comprehension of an average mind. But only Biafra can defeat Boko Haram. Only Biafra, as a religion, can defeat Boko Haram. Because iron sharpens iron, and you need a diamond to mine a diamond. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this very day. Our headlines are coming in the summary. Now our lines are open, but I shall, of course, with every humility, defer to the very eminent barrister, Nathan Atlaw, who is a barrister and I'm not. Barrister is infinitely learned. I am not. Barrister knows things that I do not know. Therefore, I concede to him. I will therefore ask him to please give us his own views, his take, his understanding, his analysis about what you are presenting today. Please, Master, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Director, I wish I knew all you know. Then, of course, Biafra will be here quicker than we are waiting for. Thank you for your explanation, Director, but I want to put this forth first before an advent. You know, it was the British that told us that it was 3.5 million Biafrans that died, isn't it?
That's correct, yes. They told us so.
Have there been any corroborative evidence proving that what they said was correct?
No.
Director, therefore, they also lied. Because what died during Nigerian Biafra War was more than 5 points, not three. You see, they massage words. Every time they massage numbers, they massage figures. They change things to suit them. Director, it's about time we start policing anything we hear from the British media. What died during Nigerian Biafra War was more than 5 points. They just figure out 3 points to minimize it. Because when they commit atrocities, they don't like the figures to be known so that nobody will condemn them in their wicked, evil deeds. These are human beings that died. During Nigerian Biafra War, who are the people who are taking our people? French people, Gabon, Ivory Coast. How many of our people come over here to take refuge? Because our whistle will not let them in. Our brother that was saying we should turn our voices down and, you know, just to say to them, no, you know, please, is there any possibility that you look after us? My brother, I don't know where you're coming from, to be honest. I didn't even catch his name when he was talking with the director this morning. Our people, please advise yourself with information. Equip yourself with knowledge before you talk here on Radio Biafra, because anything we say here is proven. The British did a lot against us. Now, the figure today that since Boko Haram started, more than 4,000 have died in the Zoo Army custody. Have they said how many Biafrans have died? This is why I hate their news. Have they ever said how many Biafrans that have died that Boko Haram are killing, naming, chopping their heads off? They sidetrack information and give you what to believe in. And of course, stupidly, most of our people will buy it. That's why we have Radio Biafra. They are always sympathetic towards the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. If British ever loved Biafrans, they would have one day at least say, hey, stop killing these people. Biafrans are in different places doing businesses because we're not interested in killing. They have been impoverished. Who impoverished them? They will steal money they bring it here in London. Or they take it to Manchester or they take it to the United States. Look at all of them. Nda something, I don't know, Nda Zion, Nda whatever it is. How can that shoe become productive when everybody's stealing money and taking it abroad? So if you have something and take it abroad, who will then bring their own money to come and develop your own country? Does it make sense? These people, do they just wake up and start talking rubbish? Gibberish. How can, after 100 years, they are still reeling? They are still thinking about development. Why? Because their houses have been on their feet since inception, have stolen all our cash and brought it abroad. Dubai, Arab Emirates. And yet we have to stay one Nigeria. One Nigeria so that we keep taking our oil and they're taking it abroad, not even looking after their own people. I remember one Hausa boy who called one day director when the program was being done here in my house. He says they are aware that their problem are all their presidents who never looked after them. Some of them, if they listen to Radio Biafra, they will learn. As you rightly say, the Hausas are good people until Fulani people met them up and corrupted all of them. And every day we are saying the same thing, the same thing. And then the British will bring their own news. They will tell you, because they're all over in Africa, they do not go where they will not get something. Never. But who are they getting all this from? At our own peril. The evil that is being perpetrated in Biafra land and up to today, they will never say to you, the Boko Haram are killing Biafrans. They will tell you, oh, the military are now against the Boko Haram. So that means they are the ones supplying Boko Haram weapons to be killing us. And they will never speak against them. They should wait for the ISIS. They are coming. By that time, Biafra will be gone. Because whether we have weapons or not, we will be fighting with their hands. Biafra must be ensured to come. It is highly unfair the way British people carry on. We try to see if we can forgive them for their past trespasses. They are still committing for even further with wrong figures, with massage walls, with everything turned upside down. They are very sympathetic towards Hazrat Fulani Boko Haram, but they are not towards us. But they are making our oil. Hazrat Fulani Boko Haram, they don't have anything in their land. But our land is covered in the natural resources given to us by Chukwabian. How can one nation, one country, come and impose everything they have upon those? I was sharing information today with our brother, Okechukwunda. He says, Professor Denibos, well, the first and second should be put on a disc. Just mint it and sell it. We will get money from there. And I bought the idea. Director of Air, I'll give you more information.
Okay.
But it's been unfair. It's been unfair the way we are treated. It's been unfair. We don't have anything. But our voices are all over the world. And I must tell you, we have sympathizers, Director. People are listening. On a daily basis, our numbers kept increasing. Fellow Biafrans, those who are coming newly, if you call here, turn off your listening devices. Stop testing. We are here to stay. Once you call, turn off your listening devices and hear what a discussion you will have with the director, after which revert back to your listening devices and you will carry on from there. But once you call, please turn off whatever you are listening. The director will tell you to lower it down. Don't turn it down. Turn it off completely. Because when you turn it down, we are still hearing. Every little noise distracts attention. Turn off your listening devices. I don't know how many times we say this. And these are adults calling. Once you hear your name called, please, whatever you are listening with, turn it off. Talk to us, because the world are listening to you. It's not only the director you're talking to. Fellow Biafrans, please do all you can. Make sure that Biafra will come so that we go home and look after ourselves, because the people you think you trust, they don't like you. They will not ensure your smooth passage. You come over here, they'll maltreat you. East, west, north, or south, home is the best. Director, I'm telling you.
And you will, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra and Alanza Open. But I believe that Carol Monda has joined us, the very great lady herself. Carol, can you hear me? If you can, please acknowledge.
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director, and good evening, Barrister Mamazu. I know he's going to be calling because I haven't called him back recently. I haven't been around a lot, as everybody knows. And I want to say thank you again to all the Brafin people that have sent me their regards recently and kept me in their prayers. God is good, as is my name now. There's a few things that you covered that I wanted to comment on tonight's news. You're saying about the newspapers in England and what they're saying and everything. Brafins need to educate the world on Biafra. All Brafins need to educate with their own history, the same way that you've been doing with the amazing article that came up this morning, you know, the broadcast this morning. All of these things, the roots are what you need. You need to see your history so that it cannot be repeated, so that you can move forward. You need to keep educating and educating and educating. People keep saying, why are you on Facebook? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? The way that you educate people is through social media. Facebook, Twitter, all of these things, people are reading it across the world. So when they're seeing things in newspapers, and not they're saying, hold on a minute, but I read this about Biafra, and I read this about Biafra. I'm not talking about Biafrans. I'm talking about the rest of the world. They're looking at it and they're seeing, you know, people are asking me questions. They're saying, but I heard this and I heard that, because it's even the Yoruba pastor recently, you'll have to pronounce his name. The one that's been banned now from flying into the UK.
Oyedepo. Yes, that's his name. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Look at that. That's a prime example. He wasn't really noticed. He's in the UK. He's setting up churches. Now, it's going across social media. The Yoruba pastors, they're robbing the people in Nigeria. And they're looking at him. And they're looking at him. There was an article in December, I think, in the Daily Mail about that. Literally about him and how, you know, that taking money from the poor. So the same way they've stopped him coming in because they don't want him extorting money from UK citizens. The same way down there, he shouldn't be extorting money from the citizens on your ground. You need to keep educating. To hear that Nigeria is over 50% Muslim is outrageous, is crazy. That needs to change quickly. They went to the confab and they said that they've divided into more states. And the one thing that made me panic was, why are they doing this? Because they want to bring in Sharia law state by state. At the moment, they're already over a third away across. So they'll bring in Sharia law. It doesn't matter if you're Muslim or not in there. They're just bringing in the Sharia law. They're pocketing it in. The way they're dividing it up in the confab will make it more accessible to bring into Sharia law into more states. Because the smaller the areas to conquer, till they get 50%. When they bring in 50%, the whole of Nigeria will be run on Sharia law. They're doing it everywhere. It's not just in Nigeria. They're trying to bring Sharia law in. They're trying to bring Sharia law into everywhere. It's ISIS. ISIS have a plan, and they're on it. And we have to stop it. And the only way you stop it is by bringing up Biafra, the children of God. I think the other thing, Barrister mentioned that it was five point something million, and it is apparently the veteran in Amsterdam, one that was thrown out at the end of the war, one of the senior veterans, once before, said to me it was 5.2 million people that were killed, and over half of them were women and children. So yes, Barrister is right. They always do play with the numbers. They seem to push them down. But there are still millions of Biafrans worldwide. What else was there? Yes, talking about back to Yoruba pastors. But anybody with any sort of power in Nigeria, politicians, governors, pastors, they are taking the money for their pockets and they're sending their kids overseas and they're letting the poor perish in the land. Today there's a link, I put it on Facebook, was an article in the Sun newspaper today, and it's the pictures of Abba State, of Abba, and it's horrendous to look at the state of that city, once a great city. And people are commenting, just commenting, oh, this is poor. They're saying, I'm from, and it's the same. We're worse here. All the states in Biafra land, go and look at the pictures. It's horrific. It's just a town of rubbish. It's a gutter. That's where they're pushing you, into the gutter. And they're trying to bring the Sharia. They want 50% Muslim because they're wiping you out. So it's time to stand and to keep doing this. And I know it seems so long. I can't remember who said it. I think it might have been Jun Ajiba said that whatever you destroy in 1 year, it takes 10 years to rebuild. So, you know, all is destroying. The more they're destroying, it's going to take a long time to keep rebuilding that up. And you've started so well. You need to keep rebuilding this up. Social media, keep hitting it. Doing amazing. They've got the IPOP office in Spain now. I see so much has been happening. It's almost, I mean, we've got carnival coming up at the end of August, and my daughter was saying, I said to her, we're going to go carnival and be flying like we did last year. And she's like, wow, it's been a year. You've come a year already. Because I think it was more or less when we just first started, for me and her anyway, more or less got into this struggle quite deeply. And it's, you know, so you've come so far in 1 year, and just keep on doing it, because the offices are raising up. I think you said America and Russia are ready as well. I think there was one more. I can't remember which one. But certainly, you know, bringing up awareness around the world, because there is millions and millions, millions of Russians. I can't, when they say there's 50% is much rubbish, because there is nowhere in the entire world you can't go and find a Brethren. If you go to a country and you don't find a Brethren there, just know you've left the planet. I always say that, because when you listen to this broadcast,
I like
over
that.
The time,
I like that. If there's no Brethren there, you know you're in outer space.
That's right. You've left the world, because even when you listen to broadcasts, you hear people ringing from everywhere, from places you've never heard of, and you think, hold on. I mean, you did geography. You must hear them. You listen and think, wow, where's this? This is another extreme place. They go everywhere, every extreme place possible. I'm amazed, you know. Iceland, Russia, the coldest places on earth, and they're still going there from all that heat. So it's amazing. So keep up the good work, guys. And all this bureaucracy, all this propaganda, this is your own news. Radio Brethren is your outlet. It's to bring the truth and to say, hold on, this is lies. This is the real truth. If you're in a town or village and you know, and you're saying, hold on, this is what it's really like. You've got to tell the world. You've got to be there and show it and say, look, this is not how it is. This is how it is. And this is what's happening. Because there's a lot of Brethren, obviously worldwide, who have got family back home or have left and don't even see their family because they've literally run away. I think this week there was something like 80 boats that arrived in Europe from North Africa. Because there's people trying to escape every day. So, you know, you've got to be showing the world what is happening down there, as well as obviously helping yourself, because obviously the defense fund is coming up, and you know, and all Brethren's are meeting worldwide, and they're meeting obviously in Nigeria, which is not Brethren. Nigeria is the evacuation zone. So you've got Nigerian coordinators and you've got Brethren coordinators to hold the meetings there as well. So good work, guys. Back to you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Carol, for letting us know that you're on the mend. We keep praying for you. We keep asking for the mercy, the guidance, the love and protection of Chukwu Abiama to be upon you and your family, for the wonderful work that you are doing for the children of God. We welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are, and our lines are open. We are using two Skype lines today, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We are using both today, and this person has been calling for a very long time. Let's take their call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please, your name.
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Apostle Mike from Suleja.
Apostle Mike, what is your full name? Your full name, please.
Apostle Michael Chimwike.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Ekwusi local government, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Right now, I'm calling from Awarish, because I went down to the east. The director, there is something I want you to know about.
About who?
About, hello?
Yes, about you.
About what is happening here in the east. Many people did not know about this movement. And I want us to focus on our people, Igbo people, not even the Britain or anything. Let us do something. I want, if there is anybody who can help, because I came down to this. I mounted this satellite, this network for two people, and for two families now, and I'm listening to Radio Biafra. I want us to do more decoder and go many public places and mount it for people, so that we can coordinate our people.
Okay, you are making a very good point. You are making a very good point. I agree with you. Go ahead, please.
Yes,
go ahead.
I mounted it for two places here. I mounted it in Orisco, two places. And many people are interested. They did not even know that such a thing is going on. If we can be able to coordinate them directly.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know who is interfering with our line. Our line starts very well and then it cuts off. For no reason. I wish you can call us back, please. Call us back. Our lines are open. Skype is here, so also is the line +44 78 131 3136. That is our line. We are also on Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Obidio Bienu. I hail from Oba in Idemili local government area of Biafra land.
Thank you very much. You're a good man.
From Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. That's our coordinator in Los Angeles. You're a very good man. A very good man with a good heart. And my regards to your family, your very beautiful wife and your children. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director. I want to start by giving honor to whom honor is due, to God, Most High God, Chukwu Ebaima. And I also want to thank you so much for what you're doing. What gives me courage every day is whenever I turn on the radio and you say you are not going to quit. And it gives me courage. And I can see the truthfulness in what you're doing. I can see the truthfulness of the people surrounding you. Somebody like Imam Mezi, which I'm a four, Karamonde that I just called right now, Rita Nibogo, a sister, Ngozi Mada, and the rest of other people who are around you. I can see the truthfulness, and as long as Chukwu Ebaima lives, Biafra must be restored. And with that, Director, I was, I really have a chance yesterday. Not chance, but I was able to be awake yesterday to follow up the evening broadcast. And I had brothers calling in, everybody making their own suggestion. That was very good. And at times, people don't listen, and they keep making the same error they make every time when they call Radio Biafra. But in all this, I want to use this privilege to thank all Biafrans all over the world, everyone that is making effort in supporting this program, in supporting this project. I want to thank you guys. I want to also let you know that I keep praying for each and every one of us, that God will continue to sustain us, that God will continue to replenish whatever you're doing in order to see that Biafra comes. That said, I want to issue a kind of advice to some of our brothers who get on this radio and call and say, Director, we love what you're doing. Director, we are beside you or behind you. Either way, I just want to remind these brothers that do these things, and then when it comes to supporting, you will find out that we don't find them no longer. I want to let you guys know that the scripture says that whosoever will cause the little children to sing, that is better that they tie a grinding stone around their necks and let them drown in the waters. It's better you do this to yourself than calling Radio Biafra and not support. The reason why I'm saying this is that I don't know where your hearts are, and you find privilege in calling Radio Biafra saying that you're supporting, and when they call you, you start showing the other side of the coin. I don't know where your heart is when you hear about 3.5 million that died in the war and continue to die. I don't know where you have sold your soul, that you don't have conscience no longer. You think that whatever we're doing is just plain, and then you have the guts to pick up the phone. I advise you, brother, it's better for you not to call Radio Biafra, because if you do call Radio Biafra giving us false hope, I tell you that it would be better for you to have a grinding stone tied around your neck and drown in the water than doing so. And with that, I want to move on to the next contribution which I have regarding the brother that called yesterday. I think he's from Ireland, that made suggestions about the conferences and everything. Brother, wherever you are, I know you might be listening. Your ideas, okay, it's innovative, But at the same time, brother, I want you to consider a few things. Actually, I can hear you very well. You didn't make that suggestion out of mercy. You spoke out of your heart, because the scripture also says that out of the abundance of a man's heart, a man speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasures in his heart, bringeth good things. And a bad man, out of the bad treasures in his heart, bringeth bad things. So what you are doing is that you don't know why people are not supporting this movement. I know that your goal is to make sure there's fund to support this program. But at the same time, I want you to also consider, if we hold these conferences, people are going to pay for flight tickets. People are going to pay for the accommodation. People are going to sometimes bring their families. And as you suggested, we were well-dressed, cost money to be well-dressed, to stay in good hotels, cost money. I want you to consider that if any beer from anywhere in the world really have what we're doing in their mind, they don't need a conference to make contributions. So far, we are in the second stage of this movement, and I know how people are bickering about restoration funds. And then you put this conference thing. I don't really think, in my opinion, that is the best thing for us to do now. That conference is particularly, I think, is kind of Igbo thing agenda, where people like to gather and be recognized. And at the same time, I want to let you know, brother, to consider that we are still in this struggle. We are not in that mood to begin to conducting conferences. People can send in their monies, whatever you can. There's a PayPal area in the website, homepage, where we can make contributions as whatever it is, it will take it. So with that, Director, I also, I just want to say thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep exposing them. I learn every day. What I done, what I get, sometimes, if I don't see the uploaded, yes. Like I told you, this overtime is killing us here in the United States. I need to follow up with what we're doing, please. And I know a lot of people feel the same way. Well, how we can go back and listen to the previous version so we can, you know, pick up the information, learn, because there's a lot of information. Brothers calling in, people giving us information. We need to be updated, because when we learn and grow, and then when we learn and have this information, we'll be well equipped. And for that reason, we will not continue to die of ignorance. I just want to say thank you again. Thank you, Imam Mizu, wherever you are. I know you are there. Thank you, Uche Mefor. Thank you, Carol Wonder, Belani Borg, and so many other people. I just want to, you know, thank the people here with me in Los Angeles that are supporting what we're doing. I have amazing members. We are not all over the place, but the ones we have are, you know, substantial. Mazumano Neni, wherever you are listening, thank you so much. And our national continental rep, before the Iran. Please, dear friends, wherever you are, remember that this goal, this project, we cannot miss it this time. We have Joshua of our time, who is willing to deliver us to this land. Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you. You are one of us. Obide Bionu is a brother, and is also one of us. I call him a brother because he's a man with a very fine heart. God will bless you. Thank you very much. And also, we cannot forget the sterling work you people are doing. That is where we have our embassy. Very soon, we shall be going there to go and open it as well. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Our lines are open. However means you have chosen to get through to us, once you do so, we are duty bound. We are obligated to present your voice to the rest of humanity, because the whole world is listening as always. Incredibly formidable we are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Mr. Director.
Good
My
evening.
My name is Leonard Elias.
Leonard Elias.
Yeah, my name is Leonard Elias. I'm from
Are you Italian?
What I answer here. No. That's what I answer here. But my real name is Ifa Ichuku Ibokwe.
So for you to survive where you are, my dear brother, as most of us, you have to change your name. Is that correct?
Yeah. I know.
How sad. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Lugano, Switzerland. But yes. I'm from Enugu State. Eziago local government.
Eziago, we are cattle rearers are now in charge. In the village.
Director.
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead, we're listening. Go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
I can
Hello?
Hear you.
Can you hear me?
My goodness me. Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Y-E-S, yes.
Okay. Sorry for that. I just want to ask you something. But please, first of all, I want to thank you for what you are doing for Biafrans all over the world. I really appreciate that. I've been following this station for quite some time now, and I don't miss it every day. So I give you this opportunity to thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Then, my question is that I want to know if it is possible, because I went to the site. I take the site for contribution, and the only space I see there is for PayPal, to use PayPal. But I want to know if it will be possible, if there's any way to contribute any little thing, maybe through Visa card or MasterCard, Yeah, because where I now, I don't have any group here. And, I stay long here. I don't stay long here. I live here in Switzerland and in Poland also. So I stay here just some time, then I go back to Poland. So I don't really have any group I belong to here. But I would like to make any contribution, any little amount. It's not as if I have a lot to contribute, but any little amount I have, I would like to do it. But I don't know how, if it is possible to do it through MasterCard or Visa. So that's what I want to ask.
Yes, we can. You can make a contribution. But if you have a MasterCard or Visa card, the best option you have is still PayPal. As long as it's very easy to do. Very, very easy. You don't have to fill out too many forms. Just click on it and enter the card details, and that's all there is to it. The same way you will make a donation or contribution using MasterCard or Visa card, the same thing happens via PayPal. The same thing, there is no difference. You don't need a PayPal account to do it. All you need is your card details. They will ask you for your name, your card number, the registered address of the card, and also the 3-digit number at the back, expiration date, and that's it, and it's done.
Okay, with my MasterCard, I can... Just my credit card number, I can...
Of course you can. Yes, you can. Click on the donate button. That is why I said before, my dear brother, anybody with any ATM card, any bank card at all, you can use it to make contributions via Radio Biafra PayPal button on Radio Biafra website. It's on the right-hand side of it. Go to www.radiobiafra.co on the right-hand side and make a contribution.
Yeah.
Our dear sister Nella has been doing so for over 2 years. That's how we get our funds here. Some of it.
All right, my brother. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you and God bless you. Thank you.
Work.
I have to keep it going. Why not? If not, I have Uchemme Fahabare Tamamizu. Why shouldn't I? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, is it me?
I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead. Your name, where you are.
My director. Good morning from India, director.
Thank you very much.
This is Jim Cohen, Robert Otujeme, calling from India.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, director, first of all, I'm all grateful you're able.
Thank you.
And my regard to Barrister Imam Mezu, Sister Carol Monday, my Wanda Alibogo, and also my regard to the Director of State, Mr. Uche Nasiebu, and also my greet to my HR rep, which is Ndewedim, and my able national coordinator, Christian Wosu. Yes, Director, I must thank the ESCOS meetings of today in India, that everything that have been going on in India have come to pass. The devil tried to steal. That is the also that is the mission of devil, according to Bible. Bible told us that devil come to steal, to cheat, and to destroy. But we thank God for the wisdom of today, that peace come to reign. I want to call on everybody. What will people I'm saying directly now, I'm talking those that participate on our Nchetendi Igbo here in India, and those that participate on our demonstration. Those are the brave Biafrans I'm calling today. This is, first of all, Director, my name is, my position here in India, I am the Chief Mobilization Officer of the Volunteer Force. So, also my regard to my members, to all the clue, that those people who made up their mind to go ahead in this struggle, those are the people I am calling, not Igbo Nigerians. I'm calling those who are Biafrans, the real Biafrans in India. I want to let them to know that everything is on control. There is peace now in India, and I would like them also to come out the way we started this struggle together. Let us come out and achieve our goal. There is nothing mega. In fact, Director, nothing mega. India is formidable. We are marching forward. We are not relenting. We are not retreating. We are not surrender. We are with you, walking side by side with you. That's why I have to come on air this evening to still inform my people that everything that they are hearing, all have been resolved. We have settled every issue that regarding our India. So we are marching forward, Director. That is what I have to say regarding that issue. Director, also, I have a question to ask. I don't know. Should I go on?
Of course you can. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Director, my question is, I want to know about what is the name of this the leader of the Zionist movement. What is this name?
Is it Benjamin
Onwuka. Director, for a long time now, we don't know what is going on. I don't know if you can give me a lighting regarding this, our young brother. Because the situation of that man, even all these our Igbo Nigerians that call themselves the governors in the southeast, none of them have even spoke regarding this young man. And this young man is not there for his own selfishness interest. Actually, the man is there for his people. And I don't know the reason why everybody just turned back from this man. We are not even hearing anything from the Igbo people, not to talk of the Igbo governors. So I don't know if you can enlighten us regarding the position of this young man right now. That is what I want to know, Director.
The fact of the matter is he has been arrested and taken to Kuje. He's in the north, part of the zoo, in the Mohammedan Emirates of the north. He was taken there because they know that if they retain him in Biafra land, there will be great interest. But you must also know that there are other forces at play as well that wouldn't want him to come out. The fact of the matter is that sometimes when such things happen, you need a far more greater, grander strategy to be able to extricate that very person. And we are working on it. We are not at liberty. Our enemies are too much. We are not at liberty to continue to disclose what we are doing live on air. We can't afford to do that because the enemies arrayed against us are plenty. You have people from Lucha Sokrocha. They answer to Biafra, but they're not Biafrans. They are within, making things very difficult. So that is what you need to understand, that we are working assiduously hard to try to secure his release as quickly as possible. And we will do so. You need to trust us. You must trust us. We know what we're doing and we're working very hard at it. Okay?
Makes me understand what is the position right now. And also, director. I must say, continue what you are doing. We are that is a lot of things. We are learning a lot of things in this our radio station. Before, I don't know the meaning of Abo. In this radio station, I know the meaning. Even the meaning of Asaba. I come to know the meaning of Asaba today, that their name is not Asaba. Their name is Ahabayokwe. So I really understand that there is a lot of confusion among our people. So just continue doing what you are doing. Continue doing what you are doing. We are coming. Director, you know that there is something that happens during when I was in the zoo there. There is something that happened when I was in the zoo. But I come to understand today that these people are replaying the role of divide and rule among our people. But I come to understand, but God have made it today. We have radio station like this that can enlighten our people, that can sensitize our people. So we are coming together. At the same time, Director, I want to still give you my assurance that I'm strongly behind you. I am just waiting for your call. I am waiting for your call. Whatever you just give this call, Director, I am coming down. I still give you my word. I am a man of my word. I never go back when I decided anything to do. My people know me very well. Director, we are working side by side with you. All the volunteer force right here in India, they are also ready. So, in this aspect, I will stop here right now, please. Director, I say may God bless you. Continue your work. Continue your work. Nothing mega, Director. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you too. It's a delight to hear that peace has been restored and some semblance of calm has returned to India once again. We are very glad that has happened. I must thank all those who are involved, the head of the Directorate of State, our coordinator of all coordinators, and our European representative, together with Nlewedim, who is the very quiet, shy man. He is Nlewedim, but does a lot behind the scenes, who is our Asia representative. Nlewedim, Onyema, and Asiebu, you three of you have done exceedingly well to ensure an amicable resolution. There is no problem in India. We are one family. You know, sometimes, even when you're small, you can sometimes squabble with your siblings. It's normal. It is entirely normal. We are marching ahead. We're moving forward. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me? If you can, please indicate by giving us your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans worldwide. My name is Callistus Ifeanyi Chukwu Anuruo. I'm from Umunumo Amandoba in Biafra land. I'm calling from here in London. I'm the PRO.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I've been trying to get in touch with you for the past 4 days now, but it has not been easy.
Very busy.
I can see what you've been passing through.
You can see.
Even sometimes I get frustrated. I call my coordinator face to face. I say, "Lexton, is this the way the thing works?" He said, "Is this thing you are seeing now just a small compared to what others are seeing?" I say, "Well, we're equal to the task." Yeah. Director, thank you very much for all the work you are doing for all of us. We continue to say more grace to your elbow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, dear friends. This time around is not the time for too much talk. This is the time for less talk and more action. Every one of us should know that this is on the second phase. And this second phase is only two things. And it seems that our people are ignoring the basic things that we have on this second phase. And they keep on telling us and advising us on so many other things, forgetting the stage we are in. The stage we are in now is the stage of action. Two things. Submit yourself or you submit your money. Nothing more, nothing less. Because most of us consume a lot of time without telling us the basic things that we needed. Please. Whatever contribution anybody is doing, please consider these two basic things, yourself or your money. And the next thing is for Biafrans in London, it looks as if we are not calling all the time, or it looks as if that we are not doing our work the way we're supposed to do it. And to be honest with you, we are doing our best. We are doing even beyond what people can see. I think our action will be able to tell what we are doing. So, Biafrans in the United Kingdom, I need to want to let everyone know about our upcoming meeting and the carnival. This is very, 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 very important because it seems that most of us don't listen. Some will say that they didn't hear it in the announcement. Some will say they didn't see where it is posted. Some will say, so this time around, nobody will give us a flimsy excuse. So it is very, very important. This is to inform all the indigenous people of Biafrans living here in United Kingdom, especially North and South London, about our upcoming meeting and Notting Hill Carnival, which will be on 23rd and 25th August, respectively. On 23rd, being Saturday, we have our meetings, while on 25th, being Monday, we have a carnival, Notting Hill Carnival. The time of our meeting, as usual, remains 5:30 p.m., and the time for the carnival is 11:30 a.m. The date of our meeting is on Saturday, the 23rd, while the date of our carnival is on 25th August. So the venue of our meeting is the Salvation Army Nunheld, number 217A, Golden Road, Nunheld, SE15-3RT, London. Direction from Big Tesco in Old Kent Road, take bus 78 or P12 to Nunheld, then stop at Salvation Army Nunheld by Golden Road. Contact in case if you are missing your road or for any other information you want to know from us, contact our coordinator, Mr. Festus Anekwe, on 074-04-163-215, or you contact myself, Calistus, on 0744-817-8394. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of you as you attend this meeting. And please, while coming for this meeting, remember to come with your receipt, the receipt of your payments, or you come with your cash, for we will not talk much about it. Everyone know what they're supposed to do, and we believe that action speaks louder than words. For more information, follow us on www.radiobiafra.co or www.biafrarestoration.com or other listening posts. It is very, very important. Thank you, and God bless you, Director. God bless you, fellow Biafrans. God bless everybody. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, our PRO here in the United Kingdom, of course. We can hear children talking in the background. I remember somebody said once, if you are in the media, the two people you don't want to work with or around are children and animals, because you don't quite know what they're going to do next. I love that. Children is a joy to behold. Thank you very much for that. I like the name of where you come from. I think it's one of the best in Biafra land. Although I think that this Amafraku is a lot more better. Umunumu Amandoba is the sexiest, the finest name in Biafra land, I believe. Umunumu Amandoba is the finest name you have. If your village name is beautiful, then you let us know as well. I think Isama Faruku is also up there somewhere. Some may disagree, but that's my opinion. After that's where I come from. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling us from. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
This is Ume Clinton.
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello, Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, please go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, I can hear you very well. Please continue, we can hear you loud and clear. Good evening.
All right, good evening, friends of Biafra, everywhere you are, all over the world. This is Ume Clinton. I am from Ezeagu Local Government in Biafra land, that is inside Enugu State. Director, I want to say categorically that the march for the restoration of Biafra is a positive work, and by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, we will get to our destination. Every obstacle will overcome all of them. I want to tell our people that it is very, very pathetic that we have been so divided along ethnic lines, even in Biafra land. The Yoruba media and their Hausa caliphate have succeeded in dividing us among our brothers, those of them from the so-called South that only exists in the zoo, sees us as enemies. Now, I want to challenge every one of us listening this night. If you have a friend from Cross River State, from Akwaibom, from Delta, from Bayelsa, from River State, and you have not told them about this restoration movement, you are among all men most miserable. What we are doing right now is to the glory of Chukwu Abiyama, and it will be incomplete if our brothers that fought on the same battlefield with all of us don't believe in what we are doing. Now, what am I saying? There is so much media work that needs to be done, so much unification projects. If you leave it for Radio Biafra under director alone, he is not superhuman. He is a human being. What are you doing? Wherever you are, what are you doing? Most of us are called, we are in different parts of Biafra land. What are you doing to sensitize your immediate environment? If you have failed to tell those around you about Biafra restoration movement, then how can you carry gun on the battlefield? Please go back to your respective states or wherever you are residing in Biafra land and speak about Biafra. Convince people on how or why they must key into Biafra restoration project. I tell you, anybody you tell about Biafra and the person does not believe, then two things are involved. It is either you that is talking about Biafra don't know what you are saying, or that the person you are talking to is not a Biafra. Be the person from the South or the South Moon or the South anything, so long as it is the old Eastern region, the person will listen. I am not in the position to say, to give in full details what I mean, but I tell you categorically that our so-called brothers from the so-called South zone, they are not our so-called brothers, but from the so-called South zone, they are more Biafran than you are. Tell them about Biafra. Give them every reason to believe you are one. They will understand what you are saying. Please, 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 and please. At this second phase, we need so many things. Director cannot do everything by himself. Wherever you are, the little you can do, please go ahead and do them. Our brothers in Europe, you people are trying, you are doing your best, but please, we want to see more. We want to see more of your action. It is a pity that most of you comes on air and we are formidable. Yes, we are formidable, but formidability without action is mere noise making. Please, let us prove our formidability with our action, and this our action is formed. Please, please, and please, anyhow you can do it, our brothers outside the country, please try and come and support this project. Director, we will not let you down. West, Chukwu Abiyama is with us, and we will not relent. We are standing by your side. We are not standing behind you. We are standing by your side. Wherever you go, we will go. Wherever you lead us, we will follow. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. I hope the work you're doing is progressing very well. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is.
Are you sure? You didn't quite sound assured. Is it going very well or not? I want to know.
Director, it will go very well.
Okay, I understand what you mean. Thank you very much, which means it's not as smooth as we expected it to be. No one was under any illusion. We are doing some work on the ground that most of you do not know. And Clinton is working very, very hard to ensure that happens. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from our studios here in London. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello, director.
Yes, please. Turn the system down. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. This is Mr. Felix. I'm calling from Malaysia.
What is the meaning of Mr. Felix? Are you Felix the Cat? We have a Felix the Cat advert here in London. What is your proper name, please? Oh. I don't want all these wretched names.
Okay. I'm Mr. Felix Odika. I'm calling. Okay, I found where GK Odika.
That's better. Not Felix. All these European names, they do my head in. It gives me headache. My name used to be Kenneth. I abandoned it completely. Sir. That's not my name. That's the name, the Kano. I don't know all these foreign names. What do you benefit from it?
Okay, I humble AGK or the car.
That's better.
MBG,
please go ahead.
West local government. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say a very big thank you to what you are doing. You are gathering the mind of our people together. I pray that God will keep blessing you in this struggle. And we, the Biafrans, will also support you in whatever you are doing. I just want to encourage you. We are listening. Everybody are listening about the news all over the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We continue to do this very work. And we thank you for your call. There is a caller on Radio Biafra 1. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are, and you, it will benefit everybody if you turn the system down. Please, go ahead.
My name is Ebuka Ohanwe.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
You may proceed. Go ahead.
Yeah, director. Obi di manwore na ihe ina merai because o merai ani igbo emela anaza ama ihe bu ihe. Based on in terms of traveling, we are travelers. A na me ihe na gata n'ụzọ. Ebe ọbụla a na-eme ihe na ụra ebe ọbụla a ga na ihe bụ naira. Once they see Nigerians,
we are France. Shut up.
Oh my goodness, man, she heard the voice. Can you give your daughter, I believe your daughter, your son, can you give
my son?
Yeah, give him the phone. He wants to say something.
Okay, let him say something.
And where do you come from? From Biafra. Oh, that's so sweet. The father is training him very well. The father. Oh, God. Tochukwu Ohanwe, he's from Biafra land. That is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Our children. Please go ahead. Go ahead. I don't know if he's gone off the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, director.
Yes, please.
I can hear you.
Your name and where you're calling us from, that child has made my evening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, my name is Peter Ibe. I'm calling from India.
Thank you very much. Peter Ibe, what is your original name?
Peter Ibe. My name is Chukwuloka.
That is your original name. Chukwuloka is your name.
Yeah, my name is Chukwuloka.
Your Italian name, Roman Catholic name is Peter. But
Yes.
Please go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm coming from Enugu State. I'm from Ezago in Umumbandiago, Mpanike.
Is that where you're calling us from now?
No, I'm calling from India now.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, I must thank you for the great work you have been doing for the great difference in all over the world. I will thank the Uchemofo and Karamunde and Chukabusa and the rest of them, Imam Mezu and the Victoria Board of Biafrans. Director, I'm here to thank the great Biafrans in India and their great works. Director, I must thank our national coordinator, Mr. Chris Nwosu, and our national PRO, Arrozier, classic Arrozier, and I'm here to thank our national zonal coordinator here in New Delhi, West Delhi, Nawada. So I'm thanking the members of zonal coordinators and the members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, and also here to thank our new members, and I'm here to thank the whatever they have done and the problems that happened in India for long, but we thank God that the problem have solved. So the work of devil and whatever he is trying to do in this struggle by the Almighty Chukwu Obiama, the work has been done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So that, yeah, Director, I must thank you once again. I will thank our mobilizing officer, Bete Chukunonso, in my zone, the West Delhi zone, our mobilizing officer, and I have to thank our national mobilizing volunteer officer, Lobotu Tujeme, for his great work that he has been doing for the great Biafran. And all over, I will thank the our zonal coordinator, North Delhi, Mr. Mazu Obiola. He's a wonderful guy, and the South Delhi, Austin Igwe, is one of diehard Biafran in India. I have to encourage the Indians all over the world, anywhere you are, whatever you do here, you have to come out and join this struggle. So here in Delhi, in West Delhi, so our number to contact, understand, our number to contact us here in West Delhi, Nawada, 837-502-5347. I repeat, 837-502-5347. So this is our number for the zonal coordinator, Prophet Okejifu Emenaha from Tabernacle House of God in West Delhi, is a diehard Biafran. So, Director, I must thank you once again.
Thank you.
Thank the Victoria Board of Biafran in India for the great work. Director, we are beside you. We are coming up. Whatever happens, we are there. We are coming up.
I hope so.
Our volunteer task force also are coming up.
I hope so. And thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, and we have a caller on Radio Biafra Men Skype line. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Oh, Director, good evening. My name is Ope Chuando. I'm calling from Thailand.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. What is happening in Thailand? Thailand has gone very quiet. I don't know if it is even dead. Heaven knows.
Yeah, no. We're doing fine. We're doing really good, Director. I don't have much to say. I thank you for what you have been doing, Director.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. All I tell you is that the God Almighty, which is Chukwu Obiama, will lead us till this journey can end.
You say?
God bless you and bless your family, Director.
Thank you very much. He say, thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you wherever you are on this planet Earth. The caller on Skype on Radio Biafra, if you can hear me, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
My name is... Yes, my name is... Kelechi Nnode. Hello.
We can, you're listening to your system, that is why. Give us your Kelechi Nnode. Where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling from East London here.
That's better. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to support what the first caller of the evening said.
Yes.
That's the man that called from Suleja before the line went off.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So, Director, what I want to suggest to, that regard is that I know that the broadcast of 7 a.m. starts, and ends by 9. And by that time, people, in the marketplaces are yet to start. So I suggest if those at home, maybe Kyochigo and Agudem can organize, people who will go to, major cities in Biafra land with recorded broadcast, play to people and tell them that the live one starts from social time to social time. That will help us, a long way to create awareness. Because the problem we are having is awareness. Because most people, at least let me say, about 95% of Biafrans don't know what's going on. That is why we are suffering in terms of finance and things like that. So by the time, quite a number of people happens to hear about it, they will come up and we won't have this kind of problem all the time. So I suggest if something like that can be organized, people should go to maybe marketplaces or, beer parlors and things like that, play a recorded one and tell them so-and-so time, life one begins. At least that will help us, a long way. Then those who can afford it can equally put in their villages so that people, in their families, if they happen to, be getting Radio Biafra, they can go and tell their neighbors, say, look, this is what's happening. Then those people, when they listen to it, they may have someone who can be able to afford it, who can equally install for them, or, just like that, we create awareness, because we need to create awareness. Otherwise, we keep on struggling like this, financially, and things like that. So that's what I have to say on that. Then I would like to use the opportunity to thank Carol Monday. I've had her voice this evening. I'm very happy about that. I hope she's back. And the members as well, who is always formidable. And you, Director, I cannot even thank you enough. Then, my brother here, Ejuafo, and the rest of them in Nigeria, in Biafra land, Ikeduku and the rest of them, we thank all of them. We're not forgetting them. So let me give others chance to talk. Thank you very much and good night.
Thank you very much and good night too. Thank you very much for that.
Hello.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I can hear you. I was the first caller that called, but the zoological network cut me off.
Please go ahead.
I decided to call back.
Go ahead.
Please, sir, as I was saying, in Orite here, in Anambra here, I learned that many people did not know about this Radio Biafra. And I want, if people can volunteer, bring the...
What is going on?
If people can volunteer, bring decoders, as I brought two down here and I mounted it, and mount it in public places, beer panels like that. So for people to know, we will get more people. People are interested on this thing, but they don't know.
Okay, we are going to do that. I think that the Directorate of State should discuss that. We would like to set up people back home. If you want to donate a decoder and a dish, we tell you where to send it to, and we can go and mount it in churches, in marketplaces, in village squares, and turn it on morning and night, and even replay old broadcasts as well for people to hear. That is the best thing to do.
All right.
So,
thank you.
Listen, please, listen. Your number is here. Because since this is your idea, you are going to coordinate this very effort as well. You are going to coordinate it. Although your line is gone due to interference from the zoo, but you are also going to coordinate this very effort. And I will make sure that the headquarters gets your number and we take it on from there. This is Radio Biafra. We have another caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Azubike Igwewe from Idaton North, Imo State, from the Biafran Republic.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Yes.
And I want, the last caller have mentioned so many things I really want to mention because for some time now, I get to be listening to Radio Biafra. And I must, first of all, really want to thank God for your life. And I really want to thank you for the good work you are doing. It is not easy. Sometimes I think, how do you manage to do all this? Because I also live in abroad. I live in Europe also. So I know what it is, and I know what it takes to be dedicated constantly without shaking, just the way you do. So first of all, I really want to thank you, and I really appreciate all what you're doing. May God bless you.
Thank you. And bless you too.
Then what I want to say is that since I've come to this level, formerly, when I was hearing about Masob, I was somehow partially part of it. But when it collapsed, you know, it dashed everyone's hope. But recently, my uncle started, talking to me about this Biafra. That I listened to you, and I'm quite convinced that I think we have finally, I don't dwell at the past. I don't dwell at the past because, some people, they look at the past because this person disappointed, because Wazirike disappointed myself. So anybody that comes up will do the same. I don't believe in that. And I have listened to you, and I believe that really, 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 you are out for this. And I have my 100% trust on you. That's number one thing. Secondly, since then, I have really, really begin to work on my own area, because we all have to work this, make this to work. It's not only you. This is assignment given to every one of us. So I have started doing some things. I have started, letting people know. My friends I have in Nigeria on Facebook, I have some of them in my Viber, in my WhatsApp. I do a lot. But there is something that's so strange. All the people I tell about Biafra, none of them even know what I'm talking about. So in support of what the last that I've mentioned a lot today, we need to do more work among our people. Because I was telling somebody, I said, if our people in Nigeria, let's say the traders alone, we get up, they will give us Biafra immediately. Because we are more than enough. If we speak, they will listen. We have the finances. We have the people there. When I talk about finance, we control the economy of Nigeria. We Igbos. If our people get up, the whole traders get up today and say, we need Biafra. With our support here, we will get Biafra without fighting much. We need the people there. They don't even know what. Some of them say, what are you talking about, Biafra? And some of them, some even telling me that I never had Biafra. I began to be distributing Biafra link. I send it as a broadcast message on my BBM, on my WhatsApp. I do so many things. So the reaction I'm getting, I was telling my uncle, I said, look, people in Nigeria don't know what about this. What we need to do, I'm just thinking like the support, support of what I've just been saying. If there is a way, because 7 a.m. is too early for them to listen to the news, maybe they're still on the bed, and then the night, maybe some of them wouldn't be able, but maybe they're already at home and they're busy with so many things. I suggest also, if we can have afternoon broadcast specifically to reach out, it's a suggestion. I'm just, a lot of things are coming in my mind. We are bringing contribution specifically for the people there. Then we can, organize people to bring speakers in the market at that time to broadcast them for them, let them hear. I know that they want Biafra. They want to be free. But some of them, they're so busy with their business. Their mind is in their business. They just need their eyes to open. They need to wake up. Because this radio Biafra, it is waking people up. And it has waked me up. And I believe there are still millions of people from Biafra that need to wake up. We need to find a way to reach to them. Mainly those people down there, because they have a very important role to play. So my suggestion is, if possible, I don't know how difficult it will be, to have afternoon broadcasts where they are staying in their shops, then speakers will be distributed or have a joint there where it can be broadcast. They will come there to listen to the news, because some of these people, when I tell them, they say they don't have megabyte. This northern, this south, and they have brought everyone into poverty. So some of them, they say it costs megabyte. A lot of them are told them to download. I even heard them download it on their phone. They have downloaded Radio Biafra, but they complain. They said it is burning their megabyte. So it is hard for them to listen. So I've been thinking, how else to reach these people? If it can print tracks, go and distribute to them, tell them, look, we are going to, there's a broadcast going on, Biafra Radio, at so time, they should come gather this place so time, so that the broadcast will go and come broadcast, afternoon broadcast to them. But I think we need to do something to get our people down in Zoo, in that country called Nigeria Zoo, in order for them to come back to their senses and open their eyes. We need to open that, because this Radio Biafra opens people's eyes, because my eyes got open. I have learned what I never had before in this Radio Biafra. If there is nothing I will gain from this Radio Biafra, the information, the history that I have learned here, I don't play with Radio Biafra. I listen to it now steady. So
So I really want, I believe that the same thing will happen to millions of our people down in Nigeria. If they can get, if we can get them to listen to this radio, Biafra, they can get back to who they are. Their senses will come back. So I suggest another, we can strategize another means to make some broadcast for them to listen. On the process of listening, they wake up, even they can start the uprising, even them. So that's my suggestion.
It's a very good one as well. And it's something we are also going to factor in. It's a very fine suggestion, and I welcome it. We shall work upon it. The caller on Skype on Radio Biafra, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening, and I thank you for your patience. You've been waiting for a very long time. The world is listening. Please proceed.
Thank you, Director. Anything for my beloved Biafra. I want to thank you so much, and... Hello, my name is Okudile Omale, and I hail from Enugu in Njikọ Kalọku government area of Anambra State, and I am calling from Catalonia. By the grace of God, I am the coordinator on the zone of Catalonia, Girona in Catalonia here. I want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you for what you've been doing for us. I say welcome back to London from your journey from here to Spain and the other parts of Europe. And Director, I want to give my own opinion on what the two or three callers have just said about going to the marketplace and churches or something like that to play in our recorded broadcast. I believe we are on the phase two right now, but I still think that I think it's a very nice, very good idea. It's a very good idea, but actually, left for me alone, I would say that they should be very careful because the zoo as it is. They don't have law. The law doesn't protect its citizens that way. And it is true that we are formidable, and it is true that we are without fear before our enemies. But we still have to be very cautious. And when they are doing such a thing, so I am suggesting that they be very careful while they do it, but it's a very good idea. Myself, I've been thinking of a way to do it. I was thinking about maybe collecting, like all these microchips, maybe buying it in a very large quantity and do some, putting some broadcasts, past broadcast inside it, and then start distributing it to people, telling them with flyers that this is Radio Biafra, that they should go back and play it. So then I'm actually trying to implement it in my own zone here, because and I believe it has worked out for me in at least two people that I'm very sure that they called me back to tell me, oh, they never knew that this is what is going on. But right now, I believe with the way I approached them and the way I gave them the chips and they played it and they appreciated it, they are showing light of joining their family soonest. So, and that reminds me, I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting, that upcoming meeting this coming Saturday at the same venue, St. Eugenia Catholic Church here in Girona. And I want to welcome the new members and all our old members, those who are still contemplating to come. I want to urge them to come out and join what we are doing, because Biafra is our only hope. And
it seems, my brother, it seems your wife is giving you expo. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Director.
How did you know, sir?
I know. Yes, I thought as much. I thought as much.
You are a very good observer, Director. You are a spirit, eh?
please go ahead. My regards to her. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. And my daughter also sent her regards too.
Yes, yes.
We will talk about you.
Of course.
Okay. And the meeting will be holding at St. Eugenia Catholic Church here in Girona at the same time, 4 p.m. in the evening. And we expect new members. Come with your friends and family. Thank you very much. And I want to say God bless you and God bless your family. God bless the Biafran's family all over the world. And thank you. You
thank
have
you.
A good day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you and your wonderful family as well. Those of you that listen to our broadcast from Catalonia, you will hear a little girl speak in Catalan language and also English to welcome the world. That is the daughter. She's very intelligent. This is Radio Biafra, and we have a caller on the phone. This caller, is there any way you can confirm that you're hearing my voice?
Good evening, Director. My name is Clementina Eckert. I don't know if you're hearing me.
Loud and clear, please proceed.
Oh, well done, sir. My name is Clementina once again. I'm calling from Manchester, United Kingdom, and my name is Clementina Eckert. I'm from Cross River State, Calabar, in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Director, I want to say welcome from all the trip you've been going around, who've been following you. Thank God I managed to get you today. This is the 57th call that you finally picked up today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Please go ahead.
I just want to use this opportunity to greet every Biafran worldwide that are fighting for this struggle. I said, God Almighty, we strengthen you and fill your purse financially. Everything you are giving out, God in his good time will fill your purse back for you. You will not lose everything every one of us we gain in Jesus' mighty name. Director, I just want to talk to Biafrans, we the women here in United Kingdom. Please, we have started our Biafran women in United Kingdom. I'm asking our wives, our sisters, our girlfriends, to come out for this struggle. Wives of Biafrans, come out. This is not a struggle that you said. It's for the Igbos. This is for we all. I'm from Cross River. I am a Biafran. If you are from Akwa Ibom, you are a Biafran. If you are from Bayelsa, you are a Biafran. Ijo, you are a Biafran. If you are from Idoma, you are a Biafran. If you are from Igbanke, you are a Biafran. If you are from Delta, it is this Western people that separated us. We are one big family. And if you listen to the languages we are speaking, it join us one way or the other. You might, because they've tried to change one thing or the other. But this is not a struggle that we will say it's for one month, one man. It's for my benefit. It is for your benefit. It is for our family benefit. Our children to come, those that don't have voices, it is for them we are crying. Please, I'm begging you, come out. Stop sitting in your comfort zone and saying you people should go. When it is done, we will come out. We need you. Financially, we need your support. Emotionally, we need your support. Spiritually, we need your support. In any way you know, you can be of good help to this struggle. Please, we are encouraging you and I'm asking you to come out. Please. Our women, we've started, women in United Kingdom, we have started our meeting. This call started from United Kingdom, and we are lacking behind. I want to say shame on us, we the women in Biafra, because we are many women in United Kingdom. Shame on us. On our side, we are not doing well. We are not doing well. I'm using this forum, this media, this minute, to ask us to come out. Join us on Skype. You can add my sister, Uju Emeka 06. That's our Skype name. Or you can add me, send me a friend request on Skype. I will add you. Terry163. Our next Skype meeting is coming up next week, Saturday, which is on the 23rd of this month. Time, 8 o'clock in the evening, 8 p.m. Please, my sister, come out. And you, the Biafrans in Manchester, there is a lot of us here. Few have started turning up, but we need more of you. More of you. Come out. Something is happening. Things are happening. And you know you can do it. Stop looking for excuses. All those excuses won't help us. We've been using those excuses, standing on it for years. and nothing is happening. Now it is time for us to wake up. These people, they don't want us, no matter how they beautify it with us. This is not our land. One day, one time, they will tell you, go back. And where are you going to? Is it a place that you never supported? Is it a place that you said is none of my business? Please, it is high time we stand up from our comfort zone. Please, I beg you all. And thank you, Director. God bless you, sir. Thanks for giving me this time to talk to our people. Thank you, sir.
You have done very well, my dear sister. She is from Calabar, as she said, following in the footsteps of Margaret Egbo before her, that joined all the women of Biafra together to resist very impressively the colonial advance designed to subdue, to subjugate, to enslave, and to plunder our lands. Our women said no. There was unity of purpose. There was togetherness between the women of Calabar, Owerri, and Aba, working together in 1929 to stop the British. We expect our women to do the same here. Sometimes people ask us, how about other parts of Biafra land? There is the clearest demonstration that we are one family. They've tried to divide us, but we are working. As I'm speaking to you, we are doing the work on the ground to unite our people and tell them to abandon Yorubas. Yorubas are evil. They are the ones that lied and said we are divided. No, we are not. Biafra is one family. First of all, they called us the Oil Rivers Protectorate because our rivers were full of oil, crude oil. That is why today we are uniting all these families. We are bringing them together under God. We have made it possible for the people of Ishekiri to drive away Yoruba people. Yorubas went there to go and try and entice them. Do you know what they told them, the youth? They said, we know who our relatives are, not you. Thanks to the work that Radio Biafra is doing, and at last most of them are beginning to realize, to acknowledge, to accept the obvious, that all of us, we are one people, from Ebanke, Ibuakere, all the way to Wari, coming down to Opobo, all the way to Calabar. We are one, one family, the same heritage, the same descendancy, the same belief in the supremacy of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. We are uniting and nothing can stop us. We are now going over to Skype to take the call from the picture I can see here. Our own very dear sister, Brother Chukwu Anibog, is on the line. I will welcome her. She's a very great lady. I will welcome her. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Director.
Yes, my dear sister, please go ahead. We are listening attentively for that matter. Go ahead.
Yes, here is your sister, Ebere Chukwu Anibogu. I bring all Biafrans all over the world greetings from Biafra land. I want to say that you are all trying, you are all doing your best. You are making us proud, especially those of you in diaspora. I am very, very happy tonight, the way the broadcast is going on. The people that are calling in, they are bringing suggestions that will do us good. Yes, many people complained that here in Biafra land or in the zoo, that the message is not widespread. But I want to assure you that the work we are doing here is yielding results every day. Yeah, yesterday, Sunday, we were in a church here in Biafra land. And lo and behold, the multitude that we met there surprised us. The combination of the Biafrans put together, those of them from Cross River, those of them from Akwa Ibom, those of them from Rivers, those of them from Bayelsa. And from the questions they were asking us, we found out that those of them from Akwa Ibom State, from Cross River State, they are more Biafrans than those of us who say we are called Igbo or we are called Igbos. I want to tell our people that we need to do more. why was it able for this church to organize for us to come? Because they listened to the broadcast of Radio Biafra. A satellite has been mounted in that church. I want to tell you that while director was still in Biafra land, he donated several satellites to be installed in so many places. But it is not enough. Thank God for our brother that suggested that those of you in diaspora could donate satellite, could donate what it will take for us to go to other churches to plant this satellite so that they can listen and hear and know what is happening. Biafra is a spirit. Biafra is a spirit. And believe you me, there is no true Biafra that has the blood of Biafra that will listen to the broadcast of Radio Biafra just for an hour that will not want to Biafra to be restored today. But I want to tell you that some of the things we have noticed that are keeping our people back are fear. It is fear. And most probably, they don't know whether they have people who are coming behind them and beside them. In as much as you can tell your people that with fear, we cannot get Biafra. With fear of being arrested, fear of being maltreated, will not get us Biafra. Because death will come when death will come. There is war that has been going on in Nigeria, and this war will continue. Whether you die fighting for Biafra, whether you die by the bombs of Boko Haram, death will come. But it is good, and it will do us good for us to die trying to regain our freedom. Our people are waiting for you. Why do I say they are waiting for you? Because you are learned, because you know what they want more than they know it. Please, I want to beg tonight again, whatever it will take, help us donate one satellite, the dish and the decoder. We are here to go to plant. We are here to go to install. There are so many churches that have been calling from Anambra State. Come and install for us. We have to use what we have to get what we are looking for. Our people are interested. What they are waiting for is for a leader. And thank God that God has given us a leader in the person of Nnamdi Oku Kanu. And he's not relenting. He is not relenting. If you do what you're supposed to do, I do what I'm supposed to do, Nnamdi do what he's supposed to do. I assure you, Biafra will be restored before that deadline that we have given to our people. I encourage you. I salute your courage. You have been doing wonderfully well. But please, like Oliver Twist, I am still begging. I am still asking for more. Our people are dying because they lack knowledge. And if Chukwu Abiama has planted us here today, if Chukwu Abiama has called us today to bring light to our people, please. And you have volunteered your time, you have volunteered your money, and you have volunteered everything in you to make sure that Biafra is restored. Please do more. Please do more. I will not stop without thanking our women. Biafra women are coming out. Biafra women are becoming very, very formidable. And we need the support of our husbands. We need the support of the men. allow your wives to come and join us. Allow your wives to come and join us. What some men cannot do, women can do it. After all, women will remember that their children are hungry. Women will remember that their children are dying. And women will remember that they need to pray for their husbands to succeed. Please, what we lack here is information. The media that we have been crying, that has been denied us since I don't know when. Thank God that God has given us that media. Radio Biafra London, the voice to the voiceless. Radio Biafra London, the eye to the blind. Radio Biafra London, the ear to the deaf. Please do not relent. Please do not relent. Do not go back. For if we go...
Have we lost her? Can you hear me? In this way, Blue Bata 6. Can you hear me? She cannot hear me. But what our sister is saying is that we should not retreat, not surrender. We shouldn't go back. We should keep on marching forward, which is what we are doing. How can we stop? This is Radio Biafra. We don't stop. Never, ever, ever. No compromise, no retreat, no surrender. You would not have seen anything like us before. We are not like other people. Impossible. Impossible. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We've lost our sister Rita Ebrechukwu Anebogo. Her name is Ebrechukwu Anebogo. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Trileke. I'm calling from Calabar. I'm a native of Olo in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please turn your system down and you continue. You're calling us from Calabar. We are not getting many calls from Calabar. Our sister who is from Calabar but domiciled here in the UK rang us a short while ago. Please continue what you're saying. The world is listening. Continue.
I thank you very much for all the effort that our people are doing. But here in Calabar, many people are not believing. Many even here we are saying they are still doubting us that nothing is we are going to do. I used to go every time and speak to them, even as that now people are listening to the radio where we have opened. But one person come and ask me that you see in the television where they have opened, they have where the American head of Barack Obama invited African head of state that he didn't feel the presence of Biafra and that. I told him that we cannot, radio, Nigerian television cannot show it because they are against us. So we are here, we are trying all what we can do, but we can. But all the people here are not interested. Many people here are not interested because of financial aspects, because many things are going badly here in Calabar, where we are coming, where we are residing. So for me, we are bringing it for the time that I'm prepared to pay, ready to pay it in Radio Biafra, not in Yoruba Church. They are attending it, the Radio Biafra has advised me much on it, and I will learn much on it, and which is good. Even the church I'm attending, what they want to build in Aba, in Abia State, where I live. They invited Yoruba people to come and build so that they will take the money, which is tribalism. When we realize all those things, I find out that what they are talking is quite 100% correct. So I have much, but I don't give others the time to talk. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Keep marching on. Sometimes it's the test to see how strong you do. You really love Biafra that much. If you love Biafra, you should be able to overcome every obstacle to go and get. If Biafra is important, you overcome even the cynicism. You overcome your fear. You overcome the irrationality of those of them who will come to drag you back. You defeat them. Because at Radio Biafra, we don't circumvent any object. We meet it head on and we defeat it. Owazuke has fallen. And I told you so. But it's taken a long time anyway. It took us 4 years. But now he's gone. And the road is clear. Very smooth. And we are going to go Biafra. In truth and complete honesty. Biafra Gawobu Dezioku. A country of truth and honesty. Live and let live. Wherever you come from. Regardless of your village. The opportunities you get in life will be the same. The same way a child is trained at Enugu, it's the same thing the child will get at Nembe, in Kalabari, in Calabar, everywhere. Free education. We would drive them to school. Once a child is born and up to a schooling age, the child's uniform, the socks, the baby wears to school, everything will be provided by the state. The child becomes a ward of state by extension. Because we go phone in and when where we come from or honey in and where the whole country owns that baby. We will give the child everything he or she requires in life to stand, because in our old age, that same child and his or her children will take care of us. Very simple. Our philosophy is very cool, isn't it? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, Radio Biafra, good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are calling us from, if you may.
Yeah, Director. This is Chinas Amoru. I'm calling from the state of Kuwait.
You're calling us from Kuwait. Please go ahead. From Kuwait. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director. Director, I just wanted to contribute some few points over this our struggle. Though in Kuwait here, we are not much. But I'm doing some work to make sure that really coordinating, you know, being in contact. I was back from Dubai just this morning. I met the director in Dubai, the coordinator in Dubai, and we discussed some steps forward. And he gave me some materials that I will start to do some work. One thing again, I was trying to talk to some people in the Agbaramha. I told them that there is only two things. Either you are following us or you are not following us. Because there is something our people are just scared of, and they are also doing those things. If you tell them, we are going to fire these people fire by fire, they became scared. Oh, I don't want to kill somebody. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But I was trying to put it to someone today. I said, look, when you go to the church, an enemy is an enemy, wherever you are. You go to the church, you say fire, kill your enemy. You say evil, kill your enemy. Stroke, kill your enemy. You are killing people also. So when they tell you to come out physically and fight your enemy, you are scared to fight your enemy. So I think we need to talk to our people in the churches who don't know in one way that they're also fighting their enemy, killing people spiritually. So it's better that we fight even these people we are seeing physically. Let us fight them physically and fight them spiritually at the same time. I think we will get better, because not only you go and you say, I don't want to kill somebody, but you have already killed many people. Say fire, fire them, stroke, catch them, this one, do them, that one, do them. So all of us are doing the same thing. Boko Haram is killing us. People are praying somebody spiritually to die or somebody spiritually to get stroke. I think let us just do this thing once and for all. If Boko Haram kill us physically and we can get them physically, let's do it. You know, we are here over here. Your children are growing up. You don't know where they are going to start. You don't know where they are going to end, because you are just like confused. Everybody is confused. You make money, the money goes another way. You train them. So I think every young person, and even talking to maybe there is some people listening from Kuwait now, to know. I know that our people are very difficult. They twist everything you bring out. But I hope and I pray that this struggle, Director, we will finish it at the battlefield. That is all. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for that. I agree with everything you said in total. Complete. I will take nothing away from it. And thank you very much for calling. He's calling us from Kuwait, of all places. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller now on Radio Biafra 1, which is our Skype line. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me? My goodness. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, please. Go ahead, if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Director, my name is Chiuku Nomunso Onwumechili, the PR of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Spain, Catalonia.
Yes, go ahead.
Actually, Director, I am calling to inform our people based on our march on September 11th. As you have said, that the uniform we are going to be on that day is going to be on Biafra T-shirt, white or black.
Yes.
Because in Barcelona here, we are using black. So any other person that is coming should be coming with either white or black. And we are calling on those who doesn't have the Biafra T-shirt yet to go and meet their coordinator so that the shirt can be facilitated for them to wear it. And actually, Director, from our liaison officer, he told me to announce that particular day we all should be assembling at Plaza Catalonia by 3 p.m. 3 p.m. on the 11th of September, we all should assemble at Plaza Catalonia. Then from there, we march to the place that was given to us to stand during the time of the march. And we all are going to storm there. Actually, there's something that our sister, Sister Vera Nebogu, said, which I partially disagreed with her. Based on, she said that our problem is fear, that our people are fearful. Actually, I disagree with her on that area, because only in Igbo, atorosina amaghị egwu agba, mana egwu agba bịara ama nne ya, nye amaghị agba na awụbi awụba. The problem I found out with our people is that our people have lost whom we are originally. Our identity have been lost. There was a book I read, and the title of that book, the book was titled Soaring with the Ego. And there is one thing I picked from that book. A hunter who saw the egg, an egg of an ego in the bush, and he brought the egg and put the egg for his hen to hatch. Because the farm at home laid egg. Then when the time to hatch the egg reached, the egg was hatched and the eaglet came out with the chickens. And they were moving with the chickens. Eaglet, you knowing that eagle is something that is made to stay above every other flying bird that have wings, because they understand the current of the air. Then this eaglet was walking on the floor with a chicken that cannot fly. Then, when this eaglet saw a bird in the sky, he said, "How I wish I can be on that sky like that bird." And this eaglet was made to stay aloft. He refused to try, and he was listening to what the chicken was telling him. But the day he tried, the wind just carried him up. If you find that we are the type of life we are living, just like we are living the life of black women, like the Hausa people, which the British people have subjugated us to live like them, and knowing whom we are not their type. So, and you have come out because the people I know that are heroes in life are those who stood out, who comes out from the midst of multitude to solve problems. Director, we Igbo people, we Biafra people, have been passing through a dark tunnel since these years, and you have stepped out from the multitude to bring solution, which is returning us back to Biafra, where we came from. Because this is the only solution that can take us back to whom we are. And the Biafra have come out to sensitize our people. And the only thing we need to do, as our people have suggested, what we can do to see that this information is getting to our people. Yes, it's true that we that are in diaspora, we are receiving this information. But the layman who cannot afford phone to be able to download internet, the layman, the old mother, the young man in the room who doesn't have access to internet, what can we do for them to be able to have access and hear this thing? When they hear this thing, their mentality will change. Director, I give kudos to you and Uchemefo and our barrister, because you people came out knowing that when the people hear this news, that when we hear this news, we will embrace it. Though many of our people are still sleeping, but I know that when they hear this news, they will wake up, because you know that every Biafran needs Biafra more than more than every day from Green Biafran, more than we know it. So this the news is being spread, but we need to look for what we do before our transmitter will be at work. What we can do to see that this information is getting down home, so that our people can be getting this information. When they're getting the information, they will be roaring up. What our investigator is what you are informing us, because you are telling us the truth. You have been a man, you have been tested. Though many have not seen you, but Onumiloku, there is a word that the Bible said that let the word that proceed out of your mouth be seasoned with salt, so that it can minister grace to the hearer. You are restoring many hope, not even only the hope of Biafran, but the hope of Africans. This tunnel we have been into, one day we are going to come out of it. And as you come out of this tunnel, you know that at the end of any tunnel, you are going to see a broad daylight. Because inside the tunnel is a dark area. Darkness is always in tunnel. That's why the Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 5, that weeping, the fact that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In the tunnel that we have been now, many people may not agree with what we are doing. Many people may jest on us, they may spit on us, but at the end of it is a joy. That's why when a woman is pregnant, the pain, she may pass through the pain, but when a baby is born, she will travel in joy. Director, at the end of this tunnel we are into is going to be the rising sun of Biafra, which will give light forever for every Biafra and for every black man to see. Director, the problem of our people is that we have lost our identity. And as Red Biafra is broadcasting, you are connecting our people and getting them to know whom they are, because a man who doesn't know whom he is cannot know where he's going. When you get whom you are, you can see direction to know where you are going. And Radio Biafra is here. We have to think to see what we can do to see that this information, everywhere in Biafra land is getting this information, because the zoo doesn't have internet connection. As long as I know. Director, more kudos to your able. As I'm saying, our people, if you don't have the uniform, contact your coordinator. Because if you are coming on the 11th of September, we want you to be on that T-shirt, either white one or the black one of it. If you are coming from outside Spain, this uniform is black or white Biafra T-shirt, printed on it, Biafra with our flag on it in bold color. If you have anything right that can motivate the world, because the whole media of the world is coming there to pick Catalans, and as they are coming to pick them, they are coming to pick our news. So you write something, bring something that can motivate. Use your IQ to write something that can ginger the citizens of Britain against their government of the genocide they have committed against us. Whatever you can write, write them. We are going to carry them. Let us be the debate of the whole media house that day. Director, more kudos and more grief to your able. Do have a wonderful night.
And you too, my brother. Well, eloquently put, I couldn't have bettered it myself. Thank you very much for calling Radio Biafra. And thank you for marshalling out those points which are quite uplifting and encouraging at the same time. And we look forward to working together as one family, inseparable, indefatigable, how can I put it? Indestructible. Because Chukwuebem is our God. Somebody gave me information. Margaret Ekpo is known, very famous, as a very, very famous women's rights activist. The airport in Calabar is named after her, Margaret Ekpo International Airport. Can anybody tell me where the lady comes from? Her husband is Udo Ekpo. Udo, as you understand, is a Calabar name. Is also a name from Koyubo land, so to speak. We are all one people. Tell me why or where the woman comes from, and then I'll ask you another question. Where does Margaret Ekpo come from? Where does she come from? You'll be amazed and surprised. We want to prove the link between every Biafran clan, from Ishekiri to Robo, from there to Izon people, which you call Ejo, from there all the way to, of course, Bonny Zibo land, to Opobo. We are linking it to Uyo, Ikotekwene, all the way to Calabar. We want to prove, not by just saying it, oh, we are one. We want to use proof to tell you that we are one people. His Excellency D. Modimegwu Ojukwu. what gave him the brain to declare Biafra, the map that they drew is just phenomenal. Phenomenal. That man is blessed. And we miss him. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening, your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Uchechukwu Sabakunonigu. I'm calling from Angola.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. From Angola, go ahead.
From Angola. By the grace of God, I'm the PRO, the African citizens in Angola.
Thank you.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for all you have been doing. We have been following you here, and we have been doing our meetings weekly. So I just want to make an announcement. This announcement is for the secret listeners, because I know there are many people, many Biafrans here in Angola, they're listening secretly, but they don't come to our meetings. So I just want to tell them, anywhere you are in Angola listening to Radio Biafra, we do have our weekly meetings on Tuesdays, as tomorrow maybe we are going to have our meeting as well. Time is 5:30 p.m. For more, although I post the information on the Facebook on Biafra citizens in Angola. So, because I don't want to give it out on air for one reason or the other. Then another thing I want to talk is about the role of the British through Blue Guard in Nigeria, in so-called Nigeria, the so-called Republic of Nigeria. Well, today's news in the morning, I heard all you have read about the amalgamation. And I know the British themselves, when somebody were telling you to, be soft on British, I was very angry, because when someone is killing you without being slow or soft on you, how can you be soft on telling the world what that person is doing? So, my Director, another thing I want to say, just as a question, I have heard you so many times saying that if when Biafra come, anybody is free to worship whatever you want. But I just want to, ask you, because I have seen what the religion, Islamic religion have been doing on Christianity. So I just want to know, is Islam going to work in Biafra? Because if it's going to work, that means Biafra is going to be like another Nigeria, which I know
no,
is not your motive.
No, not at all. Not at all. The dominant religion, the religion of states in the new Biafra we are building will be Biafra. That is number one. What we are not going to do is to say to people that they cannot pray. You cannot stop anybody from praying. You can't do that. And as the tolerant people that we are, we can give them designated places where they can pray. They do the same thing in Dubai. There are only places where you can build a church and go and worship in Dubai, which I left just a few weeks ago. The same thing is happening there. In Saudi Arabia, the same thing. There are places where you cannot build a mosque. Even in England, the same thing happens here. So we'll go and show them a designated area where they can go and pray. You cannot deny anybody from worshiping their God, no matter how. But one thing we will not have are Yoruba churches. There will be no Winners Chapel. There will be no Kekwan Kozon Dioshi and Diondam and Dioshiwanawo. Is it mountain on fire or fire on the mountain? I don't know what it's called. They will not have a place in Biafra land. They will not exist in Biafra land.
Thank you, my Director. All you have been saying on Radio Biafra, I have never had any doubt in my mind of what you are doing. You know, what people were saying about Wazirike, I don't think anyone that listens to Radio Biafra doesn't have anything to say about Wazirike, because when you see the light, all the So that's my contribution. Another thing is, we Biafras in Angola, we are many Biafras in Angola, but we are few that are doing this meeting. But go maybe, we are trying our best in order to see that, we meet up on our monthly dues and so. So another thing, when you talk about British, 2009, January precisely, I was arrested in Merseyside, in Liverpool, because I was just walking, because I have no papers. But, on that day, they were, many people were there advising me, seek asylum, British. So I don't want to talk about British anyway, because when we are talking about them,
you are in both positions to talk about it anyway, because I don't know much about them. Yeah, so I just want to thank you, moderator, for all you have done for us, because I know Biafra is for us all. The meaning of Biafra is just come and join. So whosoever that is interested, as you used to say, that Biafra is spirit. I believe that, because when you have the spirit in you, you don't have to doubt in your mind that Biafra is able to come or not. But actually, I know Biafra must be surely restored. So I want to thank you for all you have been doing for us. Thank you very much, my director. And I'm asking our coordinator here, Mr. Onyeka Madoka, is trying his own best. And I know how he has went far and long enough to, you know, convince our people. Many have accepted, many are still having doubt in their mind. But I know at long run, they're going to come to us. So I want to thank you, my director, for all you have been doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you too, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have almost come to the end of our scheduled program today. Wherever you are, you must support what we are doing in whatever way you deem necessary. We need your help and we need your support. What is happening with Calabar today? Let's go to the line. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Innocent. I'm calling from Calabar. I'm from every state, all the local government.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, so please, I was the person that called, in the morning about our meeting. So please, I want to give my number on air in Calabar. Our meeting is on Wednesday.
Yes, go ahead. And you know that, are you giving your number so that the people from Okorocha will call you? I said, when you're giving your number on air, do you know that the people from Rocha Sokorocha will call your number? Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And do you have an answer for them when they call you? When the Islamic people,
yes,
Islamic Society of Biafra, when they call you, those using the name of Biafra, yes, to join Islam, when they call you, will you know what to tell them?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay, the number is 080-623-746-40.
Repeat the number if you may, please. Repeat the number, please. Repeat the number.
080-623-746.
Only in the zoo. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I think they got it for the first time. They're having a meeting in Calabar tomorrow morning. Somebody has to tell me where Margaret Epo comes from. Calabar Airport is named after her. I want to prove incontrovertibly that we are also Calabar people. Calabar are us. Efik is us and we are Efik. Ibibio and Igbo are one. Efik is just a derivative of the language of Ibibio. We are one family. One. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Director, you live long.
And you too, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Long live Biafra all over the world. My name is Inajofo Kenwa. I'm a native of Abugon Kano, Enugu State, or Enugu Biafra land.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Stratford, East London.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, it's been a long time. And I will say again, may Chukwa Biama be with you,
you say,
and your family.
You say.
I will start by thanking your wife for supporting you all the way. Because if not because of her, I don't know if you will have this strength. And the strength of the strength that Chukwa Biama gives you, that when others are sleeping, you are doing the homework. When others are trying to wake up, you are already sending your message. And in fact, last couple of days when I learned from you that your son's name is Nnemeka, I felt so happy where I was listening, because I can confirm that my own third son's name is Nnemeka as well.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Director, I have to start by thanking all of our members, all of our all the people that are on the same level working for Biafran people with you. Yourself, Nandekano, our deputy director, Uchemefo, Barrister Imam Mezu, who was with us at Forest Gate at our last meeting, and my dear brother, Kenechi, who called earlier on, we are just neighbors, a stone throw away from me, and Udechukwu Christian. And I'm so happy today to hear our Lolo again, Carol Monday. It's been a long time. And I'm happy again because I was at a point discussing with Kenechi, and we were saying what is happening to our Lolo. We can't hear her anymore. We don't know what was going on. And I sent my greetings to my sister, Iberia Aniwogu, back there in Enugu, Biafra land. Osiokeke, Ikechukwu Eyiagu, and our sister who was upset with the situation of things, how things were going on last time, Chioma, Chayoma, according to Barrister, and Chokabosa, and all those ones that I cannot even know their name or remember their name. Greetings to America, greetings to Spain, and all well-meaning people who love Biafra. Director, what I'm saying is, last time I told you, and I'm happy that you stopped doing that, that you don't give anybody half the feet again, that when Biafra come, that you will stand out. And I have to say thank you, special thank you for catching up with that and not doing it anymore, because you are going nowhere. Like I told you that you are now on our property. And the Chukwu Abiyama and the Obiafrans must look after you. And to our brother who was asking you about the class you fly in airplane last time, let me not abuse him. It was a mistake. It was a slip of tongue. Because you will fly with private jet, Biafran jet. How many presidential airliners do the people that call themselves Nigeria, the animal kingdom, have? I think we have 6 or 7. Then when our brother, the Biafran man, Jonathan Ebele, who say he is a good luck, but I don't know if that good luck is real. He bought extra 3 again. Why are you buying presidential jet extra 3 or 4 for? When David Mack and some other so-called lawmakers who are making laws for themselves, not for us, when they want to go to South Africa to watch World Cup, they fly with Nigerian private jet and with their friends and the well-wishers. And the little girls from Nigeria that they are harboring in hotels all over the place. You see? So I don't know the reason why somebody would be asking or having a problem that you are flying a first class, but thank you for explaining it to him that you have to lie down and stretch your legs for health purposes. Coming back to my point is, last time I heard our sister Berani Borg crying her throat out on phone, begging our people to come back home, begging our people from the north, from the west, and the diaspora to think about working together and coming back home. But I don't know what is wrong with us. I can only repeat myself on what I've said before, that it is only our people that I've seen since my lifetime that they say, come and take your freedom. Do everything you can to gain your freedom back. And everybody is just standing where he is, eating pepper soup, drinking beer, and having all this snick-snack kind of life everywhere we are. I don't know if being security guard or being a cleaning man is the best thing we come out to do. You know, our life worth nothing. All this fight is for our future children. Either we want Boko Haram. These Fulani people that are not Africans, not from Africa at all, to run us over and take over our place, and we continue going everywhere, begging for recognition, being third and fourth class in citizens. If it's the best thing for us, that's fine. But as you said last time, it only takes your Nneka, God forbid, to marry a white woman. I'm not being racist, but then the history of Nnemeka will gradually go away. I have 3 sons here as well, 2 daughters, expecting even 1 more by the grace of God. Now, how can I take them to our land in any way I come from? That is my greatest problem. You see? So I don't know how we are thinking. People can go and mesmerize and give out money everywhere for nonsense, but they cannot even pay money. They cannot even come to meeting. They cannot even, when you're talking to them about Biafra, they talk to you as if you are a crazy person. But we will keep on going. Nothing will stop us. I've called Biafra Land several times, told my uncles and aunts about Biafra. They listen to me, they say, but at a point, even my uncle was asking me, you and this Biafra, are you sure of what you are talking? We're not hearing anything. I say that some of the suggestions our people are making this evening was not bad by saying, if there's any way they can hear more, maybe through recorded broadcast, maybe some of our people being delegated to go to their market squares, mount speakers for them to listen, maybe they will start listening. Instead of listening to Yoruba pastors, to lay their filthy hands in their heads, trying to pray for them, to bless them. Somebody who does not have blessing is blessing somebody. When they go and bring their, go to their shrines and from their oboni and bring out their concoctions, they come and lay their dirty hands on our people because of confused lives that we are living. And then our brothers who are saying south, south, not north. Let them tell me where there is east, east, and the west, west, and the north, north. You know? You keep on begging and asking them to think again that we are one people from the eastern Nigeria. Forget about the river Niger. That you are our brothers and cousins from across the pond does not make any difference. You know? Niger Delta, how many times have you explained the meaning of Delta? Niger Delta, I don't know. We should come to our senses. We should realize who we are. We should fight and get our freedom. Go back and take our land back. Chase our enemies away. We are strong and the blessed people. I don't even know how you do this because you don't know what you are doing. How you get this energy, I do not know, but only God will continue protecting you. But I know, with you and with all the people around you, God will give us Biafra. And we go back and take what belongs to us. In the mighty name of Chukwu Abiyama.
He say.
Enugu State. Imo State. Aga State. Even, I can tell you that later you see, is I don't know who created you, but I know that it's Chukwu Abiyama. People from Idoma, most of them, including David Mack, they are people that were escorted away from Wawaland before, back in the day, when if you commit a little offense or crime, you and your mother will be taken away from the community and sent away. This is mostly how people from Idoma come to be. So now, many of them settled after Nsukka and then to Benue State, to that community that is today Idoma. So they are Igbos. If they deny to be, let it be with them. When we get our Biafra, anybody that, just like George Bush said, if either you are with us or you are against us, as simple as that.
So, my dear brother, are you trying to say, from what you're saying now, I'm beginning to deduce that the name Idoma is a corrupt version of the word Udoma. That's the meaning of it. I believe that Idoma is the same Igbo word as Udoma, the same Efik word, the same Ibibio word, Udoma. It is the same thing, but maybe they changed theirs as they got there. I don't know.
Yes, yes. I can confirm to you, I am from Kano, Enugu. I know that many of them, including people from David Mack's clan, were those who were escorted from their mother committing one crime or the other, or their father committing one little offense or the other back in the days. During the time, the twins were always killed. And if a woman, just like you say, when a woman is a little bit of a wayward, or the man is a little bit of a criminal who steals something for his own convenience, if he is found out, he will be escorted across the land, very far away, across the farms. And they will settle alone and live there. Nobody will buy something from them. They will buy from nobody from this community where they were taken out. So they started emerging and expanding in this area that is today called Idoma. They are Igbos.
Thank you very much.
In all effect, who does not want us, we will not want him as well. We cannot kill ourselves by begging people to know that you are one of us. If we say it as we can say it, we concentrate on our campaign and get our Biafra. When we get our Biafra, then we know who is who. Thank you very much, Director, and may Tukwa Ba Adama continue to guide and bless and strengthen you. In Jesus' name.
He said, and on that very reassuringly positive note, we bring today's program to a very befitting conclusion. Wherever you are, you have listened to us today. We believe you have learned so much from us, and we've also learned from you. Somebody sent me an inbox asking me or informing me. They have given me an expo. They've told me where Margaret Egbo comes from. Most of you don't know. Somebody said she's from Aba. No. She went to Aba to campaign to rally the women. Yes. But she's not from there. She's from a place. Who can tell us where Margaret Egbo comes from? She was married to the Calabar doctor, a medical doctor, Dr. Udo Egbo. Amazing. When there was not all this nonsense, when the Yorubas hadn't contaminated them, when the Yorubas have not contaminated our own flesh and blood, the Calabar people, Cross River State, the same family, the same flesh, the same blood, only variation in language that has a traceable commonality. You can trace what binds all these languages together. That is why we are here in London, in the sceptred, glorious land of Biafra. Wherever we go to, we bring the message of peace and love to our friends and our family and to our enemies. We bring hell with us. We can assure you. That is why this Biafra we proclaim every blessed day will and must continue to be our religion. On this radio, Biafra is a platform, a tabernacle, a temple where Chukwu Abiama is worshipped, because we speak the truth always without fear before our enemies. And as long as we do so, Chukwu Abiama will remain our God. He will guide, bless, keep each and every one of you and your family safe wherever you are. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you very much. And I say to all of you, good evening from London.
Rising sun, we love and cherish. Victor.